Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Jeff Ellis.
And I'm Jeff Weinbender.
Jeff Weinbender is along for the ride this week, and welcome back to the program. We have got a full slate of 14 games to talk to you about.
Yeah, but you know, we better not call ourselves Jeff and Jeff, because that sounds really hokey.
You know what? It's up to the people to figure out and be confused, because the people just roll with this, Jeff. Don't worry about it.
Could I be Bender?
You could be Bender if you want, sure.
Could you be Ellis?
I could be Bumblebee Tuna if I was quarterback of any third-string quarterback for any NFL team. But we will, Steven is in El Paso, Texas, so Bender is with us today, and Bender will be sharing his thoughts from Week 16 in the NFL as the story so far. We have two games that have not been yet played. Do you know what those are, Jeff? Pop quiz.
I do, and what's funny is one of them was supposed to be played yesterday.
One of them was supposed to be played last night, but it shan't. It shan't be played until tomorrow. The recording date, you're supposed to give the recording date of this program. Do you know what the date is?
It's December the 28th.
It's the day after Boxing Day. It's the 27th.
Right. Boxing Day. What happened on Boxing Day?
Well, there was a lot of soccer fixtures that had to be scrapped because of the weather. But besides that, I don't know exactly what happened. It's been really busy. I've had a lot of family in. Have you had family in?
I had my parents and my wife and daughter. So I guess that's not a whole lot of family.
That's a smallish family.
Yeah, that is. We're small. We're small people.
Okay. We've got little people, and we've got 14 games to talk to you about, and we've got the reason why there won't be a 15th game to talk about right after this.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
That's a lie. It's
no,
not
no.
Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis. It's not.
He's gone to L.
El Paso. He's not gone to L.
Right.
You'll find that Bender's a little on the goofy side, so just deal with it, and it's like a sicker version of me, and you'll get through this just fine. Just hang with us as we break down all 14 games. Jeff, why 14 games? What happened last night? What the heck happened?
There, the weather outside was frightful.
That was supposed to be before Christmas, not now.
Right, but you know what happened was...
Santa Claus was coming to town.
It got so cold.
How cold was it?
Well, it got so cold. I like this fact, Jeff. In the Green Bay Giants game, the Giants were told after the game they couldn't fly home.
They couldn't fly home.
They could not get on the plane and fly home because Green Bay had better weather than New York. And I don't know what the weather was like in New York, but if
Anytime the weather in Green Bay is superior to the weather in New York, you know you're in a world of hurt.
Any town, really. I can't think of too many towns that you think in the wintertime, hey, Green Bay is better than where we are.
I'm thinking of a place in Manitoba.
Okay.
We have a global audience, you know.
We do.
I know you don't listen to the show.
I don't. I try not to, but I understand there are some caribou who do listen to it, so that's exciting. Yeah, I just like the caribou.
Do you? Have you met a caribou?
No, but they make the best ice cream. Have you tried that stuff? It's called caribou. Oh, my gosh.
I think you're lying.
No. They have like little caramel cups in there and I think parts of caribou.
Now, Bender, I'm going to ambush Bender. Bender and I used to play a game that he invented. All games that have ever been played have been invented by Bender, which is what are your favorite horrible tasting likely ice cream toppings? Mix-ins. It's your game. This is like Trisha's upset special. I'm not gonna explain it because I'll explain it incorrectly. So why don't you run with it?
All right. It was real simple. I had played a few sets of tennis, and the deal was the winner would buy the loser ice cream. So my buddy Lance decides that he is so pooped, he won't get out of the car. Just go buy me something. I'm too tired because I just beat you. And I'm thinking, you are one lazy man.
He is. But Lance is a better athlete than you.
He is.
He was a gymnast.
He was. And he beat me in tennis, and that frustrated me. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to mess him up. I'm going into a place called 31 Flavors. I'm going to find their nastiest flavor, and that's what I'm buying them.
Okay. And what did you... I didn't even know the etymology of this story.
And none of them were really that bad. But then we started to think, what would be some really bad flavored ice creams?
So if 31 Flavors were to go to 32 Flavors and add something in the nasty column, you would come up with what?
Sure.
For example, Porty Hemple.
No. Don't get that crazy. I'm thinking like chicken noodle. You know, that actually has the little noodles and the chunks of chicken in there. How about this one? Nacho cheese.
Well, we've got Nacho's one of our longest listeners to the program, and he's a friend of the
show. But nacho cheese ice cream. Ranch.
would be
ranch dressing ice cream.
Just ranch. Well, you don't even have to just ranch.
So there might be dirt in there and cattle droppings.
I don't know,
possibly.
But you go, there are potato chips. They don't call them ranch dressing potato chips. They just call them ranch, and everyone knows and they love it. I'm just thinking ranch ice cream.
Wow.
What the heck that is. Okay, let's.
Any other favorites? I mean, that's pretty sick so far.
Yeah, basically it came down to soup flavors and flavors of chips. So any of those.
Okay, so let's see here. Sour cream and onion.
Yeah, that's not a good ice cream flavor.
I just went to one of my favorite chips, sour cream and onion.
Vegetable beef.
That's not a chip.
That's a soup.
Oh, you said soup or.
Soup.
Oh, so broccoli
split
and cheese.
Split pea would be one
wow,
heck of a bad ice cream.
You guys now have a holiday party topic of du jour
and
soup du jour.
It came up two ways because, you know, there was an ice cream contest where people were making their own ice cream, you know, the little
ben
ice cream
makers. Ben
and
Jerry's was doing that, weren't they?
Well, I don't know if they did that. Well, they were doing that stuff, but I thought, hey, with a little ice cream maker and a can of, let's say, split pea soup, you could really make some nasty stuff. The other one we came up with was we had a chili cook-off, which I won. But my buddy Lance knew that one of the categories of winning the chili cook-off, other than best chili, was most creative. And Lance turned and said, hey, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Chili smoothie. Haagen-Dazs, Hormels. Oh. Game over.
So nobody won that one, per se?
I won the chili cook-off, but I didn't go most creative. I don't know what they did for most creative.
Okay, so here's what we've got. Yeah. We've got 14 games because, as Bender alluded to, there has been a nor'easter has come in along. They haven't called it a nor'easter because those typically come off the coast, so don't think I don't know that. This came from the Midwest, and you've lived in the Midwest. How far north have you lived in the Midwest?
The Midwest was Rockford, Illinois, which is at the northwest corner of the great state of Illinois.
The great state. You know, that's the land of Lincoln.
It is land of Lincoln and land of Barack Obama. We send lots of presidents from Illinois.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry. You've got a cough button right under your foot there if you fish around with your foot.
I know, but...
I know, people will appreciate the fact that it's like being with Stephen, only different.
Right. Well, you know, Stephen isn't here. Should we say anything about that?
Well, he's going to listen to the show on his drive home from El Paso.
You know, I'm in the studio here, and it really does have the sights and smells of Stephen in it, and it's really great. To have that.
Sights and smells of Steven.
Well, there's grass from Cowboy Stadium right in front of me.
And it hasn't been smoked yet. That's
no,
what's
no,
weird.
And it's in California.
A lot of people
think
that he's, you know, smoked the grass of old Texas Stadium. It's not Cowboy Stadium. It's Texas Stadium. You wouldn't know that, though, would you?
No, I've been to Texas Stadium before, but I wanted to...
Are you prepared on this program to declare your NFL allegiances so we can know where you stand?
Absolutely.
On the major issues?
Yeah, you know what? I am more prone, actually, to speak my allegiance when it's a rough season than it's a glorious season. And let's just say this has been rougher seasons.
All right.
Though the Lions have now won two straight on the road. And the odds of that happening...
Yeah, go ahead.
The odds of that happening
are what?
Well, they can't calculate them. They just can't.
Well, I've got this for the good people of Detroit, Michigan. Jeff's got the roar over there. He's got my laptop, so I've got Steven's sound card. We've had to mix it up a little bit. But for the good people of Michigan, the hardworking folks, the union folks that make the cars that we don't buy.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought it would be a nice moment for them. Nobody more deserving. I'll give them that. Even though people, you know, make cars that we don't buy. They certainly deserve applause. They certainly deserve our heartfelt because that's some of the toughest places to live in America.
Well, you know, you say cars.
Unemployment near 20%.
When you say cars we don't buy, do you mean
what
you
are you
and
buying?
Me?
What are you buying?
Yeah, okay, never mind.
See, this is my point.
But I looked at numbers of auto sales nationally.
Yeah.
And really, GM and Ford are up real good this year.
They're up great, huge. They went public. GM went public in defense of our presidents, our last two presidents. This move of in nationalizing the auto industry has turned out to be quite a money saver. We made a little bit of bling there, didn't we?
I don't know if we made money. I've heard the numbers are a little bit cooked, so I don't know how
it
all breaks out.
But we didn't lose a ton.
We bailed
out the auto industry,
well,
and we made a little money. Even if we break even, it was good.
Well, sure, and I'm looking at it, and the numbers are up for those two, and even in Chrysler, Dodge, those guys are up this year too. So. That's great for them. I hope the rust belt can get a little bit better, and we'll have a better national economy. But let's talk football.
Let's talk football, and we are going to get to all 14 games. Because as we discussed, Sunday Night Football had to get flexed out of Sunday night. They have this power in them at NBC where they can flex games into their hemisphere, and they can flex games to other nights of the week
like
where they
Tuesday?
Can actually boost their ratings.
Well, that's pretty special.
It really is.
How's that one going to handle Tuesday night?
It's going to kill all ratings, no matter what it was. But the fact that it happens to star Michael Vick and the Philadelphia Eagles, and who knows, the ghost of Brett Favre.
Is he really done?
No, but yes.
Do we see him take a snap on Tuesday?
At this moment?
On Tuesday, is he taking a snap?
At this moment.
On Tuesday.
See, this is proof that Bender does not listen to the program. At this moment is Brett Favre's favorite line.
Oh, I see.
At this moment. He only discusses things at this moment.
Okay.
And at this moment, Brett plans to be out there.
Right.
Although he has not practiced and is very, very, very doubtful. He's not out like he was last week and he ended up in.
Yeah.
He's just doubtful, which means that there's like 120% chance that he plays.
Sure.
If you ask me.
Right.
Because last week he was out and he played. So this week he's only doubtful. What does that mean? So let's get it started here, and we are going to get to the – we're just going to go in chronological order. We realized we did not do a preview show. Mom's hospitalization has spilled into week two, and it was supposed to be like a day-and-a-half procedure, and it's now spilled into week two. Mother-in-law maybe is left by now, hopefully, although I think she might be coming in at any moment now. Did we lock the front door?
We did lock the front door.
Is there gas in the car?
Yes, there's gas in the car.
All right, here we go.
The people down the hall know who we are. Careful what you carry.
That begins us with Thursday Night Football in America here with the New York Giants hosting the... Come on.
What?
Are we not on Thursday Night Football? Have I already
messed Thursday up? Night Football would have been the Cowboys game or... Gosh, I don't even know.
The Cowboys game was Saturday.
Right, but that was the first game of the weekend, wasn't it?
The first game of the week would have been the New England Patriots, the Buffalo Bills. This isn't right. ESPN.com, once again, just sending us up the wrong tree. These are supposed to be in chronologic order.
Okay.
And you know what, Jeff? This is so typical of them. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Carolina Panthers.
Oh,
how
yeah.
can you forget?
Well, it became a forgetful game real quick.
Well,
you know, Pittsburgh kind of
took
control
of
that game. And
nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a John Fox departure.
Well, I guess I've heard he is on the hot seat. What have you heard about this?
Peter King actually tweeted that his seat was so hot that it was actually on fire.
Yeah, I think it's time. And it's sad to see a guy go that way, but he hung around longer than Mike Singletary. So,
Yes, he has. He is actually, we didn't even do NFL news. Oh my gosh.
Should we do news?
See how out of sorts we are? Jeff, I don't know.
Where is Steven?
Where is he supposed to be here? NFL news. Now we've got, unfortunately, we've had a loss. We've had a loss in the NFL universe, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. However, what did you do to my windows?
I don't know.
You're worse than a 13-year-old girl.
I am a 13-year-old girl.
My goodness, I can't find anything.
Right.
He's taken all my windows and dragged them around because it's impossible to hide things on a Macintosh.
Well, you can try though. You can try.
Bender, what have you done? My God, how are we supposed to get to all the sounds that the people know and love and come to expect?
Okay.
Such as
I'm Bill
this.
Pressure.
Now explain why that song's been being played right now.
That is the coaching carousel, which began earlier this season. And right now, we just heard it hit again in the great city of San Francisco.
Our formula is this.
We go out and we find ourselves a job.
I hope so. I don't think a head coaching job may be what Mr. Singletary is going to have. But
at least they waited till the day after Christmas to fire
him.
How
is it this guy's never been a defensive coordinator?
He has been a defensive
coordinator. No, he didn't. He moved
straight
from
offensive line coach to defensive or linebacker coach? Linebacker
yeah,
coach?
Yeah, straight. And
really?
I would think he would be a guy, man, in charge of my defense. I'd love to have
who
him.
Who wouldn't want Iron Mike? Who wouldn't want, seriously, I mean.
Just keep watching. That's all I can tell you. You just keep watching.
Well,
and we'll go from there.
Well, okay, Mike, we're watching. But I do think that he would be an amazing defensive coordinator if he has not been one thus far, which apparently it was just linebackers coach. See, he stood out to me as notable during the combines a couple years ago when he was on the working with the linebackers. Right. And the way he taught on the field was amazing. And only because of NFL Network do we get the access that we get where we can actually be on the field there and watching these individual coaches work with these individual college athletes that are coming out of the draft. And it was something else to behold, to watch Iron Mike there. Just, it's like going in a time machine with a man that is now more mature, but still has the same intensity that he brought to the 86 Bears. And he was teaching players so well how to just go out and hit people in the mouth, which is the rest of the what Mike usually says instead of "I need a new job." And that's when he came to the kind of the threshold for me as somebody that we need to keep our eye on, as somebody who could be a potentially really significant coach in this league. And I thought it was a very natural fit for him to go to San Francisco. I thought they needed that kind of thing. Mike Martz was a horrible fit there in San Francisco. And so it seemed like a good move. York said, though, that, you know, Mike will be our coach and gave him the dreaded vote of confidence, and that never works out, does it?
No, that's usually the last thing you want is you kind of always
usually
want
the last
guy.
Thing you hear.
Well, maybe. I feel for him. I'd love to see him be a defensive coordinator somewhere. And, you know, speaking of coordinators, there's another. Can we talk coaching?
We already played the coaching carousel.
Okay.
So you can just go crazy if
all
you want.
All right. Sure. What about Norv Turner?
Yeah. What about Norv Turner?
Well, I'm worried that he may have seen his futures fall.
Well, in this land of NFL news, we don't have taps to play on the clarinet, right. On the
but you know
cornet.
It's California, and we're talking California coaches, and you've got two of
wow.
them.
Wow.
Well, the
cable guys put together a pretty good team if we're talking California coaches.
But check
They're
this
competitive.
Out.
Competitive.
Okay, Norv Turner, how has this guy been as an offensive coordinator?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
Right.
If somebody could make that dream team, and I know a lot of times if you have a coaching staff and you have the right guys with you, and Norv Turner and Mike Singletary are out there. If they
you're thinking a 1-2 punch.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
So you're talking kind of what Todd Haley has done in Kansas City and surrounding himself with really good people, Romeo Crennel.
And how's Kansas City doing this year?
I think they're going to the playoffs and San Diego isn't, which is kind of your point.
It kind of is.
So you say that Norv's on the hot seat. Who else might be on the hot seat, Jeff? Or Bender, sorry.
Well,
I don't call him Bender to his face because to me he's just Jeff.
Right.
And to me, what do you call me?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, to my face, what do you call me?
I call you Ellis.
You call me Ellis behind my back, which when I found that out, that kind of freaked me out. But it made sense once I understood that since we're both named Jeff, he differentiates me from himself by calling me by my last name behind my back to his wife, to his friends,
sure.
to my friends,
yeah,
which is fine. But nobody's ever called me that because you know whom you call by your last name?
No.
Athletes.
Well, and that's not us. Okay.
You see my point.
I do. My buddy Paul called me the Walrus. I've had a lot of different names. Okay.
McCartney did that?
Yeah.
You spoke with Paul.
Yeah, he calls me the Walrus. It's a long story. We're not going to go into that now.
You have personal connections with Sir Paul McCartney, the knighted one, the anointed one.
Yeah.
The cute beetle. I mean, Steven has celebrity secrets in his closet that he can't talk about.
He's got a lot of things in that closet. It's
Jeff's
right here.
Over at the closet.
I'm looking at a cheerleader outfit in front of me, and I'm kind of wondering what that's all about.
But it involves my sister, so I don't want to know.
Yeah.
It's best that it stay in the closet.
I just look at that right there on the outside.
It's behind me, and I'm not going to turn around.
It's
bright
red.
But do you see the crowbar marks on the closet? Do you see the crowbar marks on the closet?
Yeah. How did that happen?
That was... I can't go there.
Okay.
But do you see, there's a lot of mysteries here in the House of Miranda. A lot of myrrh, but a lot of mystery, too.
Yeah.
A lot of unmentionables. But the fact that my sister's high school cheerleading outfit is apparently hanging on a hook behind me is a little troubling to me. Everyone's got their thing. Speaking of news, we have the dumbest thing of the week. I wish I had my most dumbest wager line of the week or some equivalent of that.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
We have Coach Ryan being accused of fetishism with his wife.
Okay, how in the world is that newsworthy and who really cares?
Only in Nueva York, Jeff. Only in Nueva York. And the tabloids that are so...
And they're posting pictures of the feet? What are they doing?
They're a draft of fodder because they came across somebody sold one of the tabloids over there a video of Coach Ryan's wife apparently being filmed by Big Rex. And Big Rex is filming mostly her feet and saying how sexy they are.
Okay.
Now, you've been married how long?
10 years.
Okay, and I've been married pushing 25 years. And you know what? I don't think my wife's feet are sexy, but I think there's a lot of other things sexy about my wife. And would you call it a good thing or a bad thing to find things about your wife sexy?
I'd hope that's a good thing.
Okay, but see, in New York, it's not. It's actually sick and twisted.
Yeah, I you know what? I don't care. What goes on between a man and his wife, that's their deal. I don't need to know about it.
Cheerleading outfit behind me that I don't want to know about.
Okay.
However, the New York tabloids went crazy with this thing that Coach Rex Ryan might have a foot fetish specifically with his wife.
Well, that's New York media. And
see, because they think if he had a foot fetish with a 12-year-old girl or 12-year-old boy, for that matter, that's okay. Just don't let it be with your wife.
Right.
Because that's sick. To actually be in love with your wife, what kind of crazy nonsense could come next? Staying married for more than 5 years? Come on!
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. Hey, let's go to this coaching situation.
We're on the coaching carousel still.
We're on the carousel, and we're in the great.
Is Rex fine if because they made the playoffs? They have secured their playoff berth.
He's fine, but you know who I'm worried about in a weird kind of way.
You're worried?
Not really worried. It's just weird to me.
I just want to help you choose your words properly, so you're weirded out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the city of New York and you're looking across the river into New Jersey, and you're looking at your other New York team.
So wait, whom are we speaking of?
The Giants.
Okay, the New York Football Giants.
Yes, the New York Football Giants.
Right.
I think their coach could be in trouble.
Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
You're putting Coughlin on the hot seat.
Absolutely.
Everybody loves Coughlin except for his players.
Well, and here's what gets crazy. Remember that game they had 2 weeks ago?
No, refresh my memory because that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Imagine you being up 21 points in the fourth
Eagles
quarter.
Game. Yeah, I now remember the 2 weeks ago. That was actually a week ago. It was a week and a day.
Okay.
That's still fresh in my mind. Fresh!
And you lose that game.
Sure, which I think he did, didn't he? Yeah, 28 points in the last 7.5 minutes. Yeah.
It was insane.
That was bad.
You almost have to write plays to figure out how you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, how to screw this up best. We actually went to our playbook, and we went to the special ed section of our playbook, and we came up with these. Kick to DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, well, that was the ice cream. You know, that was the cherry on top of the ice
cream
type thing.
Would that be another flavor? The DeSean Jackson kicking ice cream?
Yeah, I think so.
And kicking to Hester?
But then you look at what happened. We'll talk about other games later. But
sure.
I just think if the Giants don't wind up making the playoffs, and that's a real possibility.
What would be involved in them not making the playoffs?
They'd need to lose this week, and Green Bay would win, and I think that would basically do it. I do.
See, do we need to invite Professor Playoff in?
Not right now, because I think he's in El Paso. And what do you do in El Paso?
Well, you know what's fun is my favorite thing about El Paso. Steve, it's going to kill me for saying this. This is my favorite thing about El Paso, though.
Whataburger?
And I mean, a Whataburger's not bad.
No, it isn't.
It's a mustard-based burger, and we've discussed this on the program. You're either a mayonnaise-based burger or a mustard-based burger person. There's generally no... With young people, the kids, there's ketchup-based burgers. You know, you just put ketchup on everything, and we were on a cruise once, and they called it American Red Sauce.
Okay.
But I'm a mayonnaise-based person. Whataburger is a mustard-based burger.
I don't get mayo because it's like saying my burger doesn't have enough grams of fat in it.
Oh, it's got plenty of fat, but we can add more trans fat.
Right, okay.
See if we go with the mayonnaise. That's the key
there. Do you dip pizza into ranch dressing?
I would.
That's just
I would.
Sick and wrong.
And, you know, Papa John's, they ship it with that garlic butter where you can dip
garlic
your pizza
butter?
Into garlic butter. You didn't know this?
We don't have a Papa John's in my little enclave that I live in.
Enclave?
Yes.
Compound?
Whatever you want to call it.
I want to, what do you call it?
We call it the Hotel Carpinteria.
Hotel Carpinteria, you can check out any time you like, and you'll never want to leave.
No.
Because the weather every day, what is it, 72 degrees today? Or is it wintertime?
It's wintertime, 68.
68. Yeah.
It's cold snap has hit us.
Much. Do you want to wear shorts or jeans?
Well, that's the great quandary. I wore jeans, but when Lance came down from Oregon recently
to visit
me.
Well, Lance wears shorts in Oregon.
He does. Because
he's still a surfer dude.
He was looking at the ground wondering how come when he moves there's a dark spot that moves because he hasn't seen the sun in probably 3-4 years up there in Oregon.
He must be very pale, even for Lance.
He's actually
Egan
translucent
yeah,
at this point.
I would imagine that you could see right through him.
Yeah, he's translucent.
Lance, another lad that we grew up with down in Mission Viejo. Spent a lot of time in Mission Viejo.
Yeah.
It has changed, Jeff. It has changed dramatically.
Yeah, there's actually like four parts to Mission Viejo now. There's like Aliso Viejo.
El Nuevo Viejo.
Right.
There's Taco Viejo.
There's all sorts of stuff. There's stuff in the back canyon. You just drive back
Tribuco
there.
Tribuco Canyon, Aliso Canyon.
You just drive, and all of a sudden, there's another city. You're like, holy moly, where'd this come from?
This was the end of the earth as we knew it, and we felt fine back
in
the
day. I thought I saw a guy biking when I was 12 years old, literally go off the edge.
Yeah, just fall off the edge of the earth. Why
that was
not?
It. He's gone. But
and we understand. Gone. But now they've built cities back there.
They have.
So now back, what's in El Paso? Let me tell you this to prove that I can finish a train of thought. Nice. Now, uncued and unrehearsed.
And out of tune.
Yeah, but that's perfect.
If I could have harmonized.
We're actually harmonizing. Woo, woo. Okay. That sounded more, although it sounded more like a trade.
I think whatever
it
you
did sound more authentically trade-ish.
I think whenever you harmonize, it's always fun to go purposely, just a key flat. My little high school band, I won't name the guitar player who was with me, but when we would go tune up, we'd go right down. We'd both tune together.
I thought I was in your band in high school.
Not that long. But we would tune together, and it would be fun because my guitar player would literally put his finger on that first.
I thought I was your guitar player. Hang on.
Well, there were a couple other shows. Point is,
it's after I graduated high school and I'll be fine.
Yes, as far as I know. I don't. All I remember was this. Us doing,
did you have two bands going on at the same time in high school? That's so uncool.
No, I well,
were
I
you
for
sleeping around?
No. But
Burning Bush was the band.
Right. So anyway, we were tuning
up. That's how he changed the subject. My God,
I'm actually on the subject.
Okay,
that train
but it
is so crazy train.
Woo-woo.
As we're tuning up, what would happen? We get that last E.
E, the final E.
And what my buddy would do is he'd put his finger down on that first little fret to make it
which
a half.
Which makes it an E sharp.
An E sharp, which is really an F. But he'd make
I'm testing everyone's musical
and, you know,
knowledge.
People would be sitting out there and they'd hear us dong, 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 all the way up until that last one.
Dong.
And it'd just be this, like,
a little dissonance.
Clash, and we'd look at each other like, okay.
Perfect, let's jam.
So it was a little gag, you know, nobody really got
nice.
It, but I liked it. Okay, so tell me about El Paso.
The best thing about El Paso, on the way to, on the way out to where the Mirandas stay,
yeah.
You pass a drive-in theater. Which is
okay.
Cool because you don't have many
sure.
of them left here in America.
Right.
But this
and that's
is
not
very
even in America, is it?
America? Well, it's actually New Mexico South or Juarez North, depending on how you want to refer to it.
Okay.
And I'm disparaging a lot of people here who aren't here to defend themselves. And so just for a moment.
What? Well, just for a moment, we do something good, and that's good stuff. And, yeah, they're in El Paso, Texas, and they do things. I also like Taco Bravo.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Okay, so we've defended the state of Texas, the good state. In fact, we need more of that. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You can't.
Went to deputy.
Men from lesser states may know their state's capital, but you know your state's bird, tree, and even reptile.
Love that horny toad!
Sure, there are 49 other states in the Union.
But they're smaller, wussier.
And the people talk funny.
I do like the little Yankee wussy there.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Okay, so.
So, my favorite thing, I'm driving out to where the Mirandas stay. There's a drive-in theater. You don't have a lot of drive-in theaters still in America. This right. is a very special drive-in theater, Jeff, because they show pornography.
At a drive-in?
At a drive-in theater. They show pornography. It's a XXX drive-in. And, you know, I took a still photo of this. Right underneath the entrance to the drive-in is the school bus stop. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Wow.
If I'm in high school and you're in high school, now they don't allow you into porn unless you're over 21, right?
I haven't tried,
18,
but I'm guessing.
Probably 18 at least.
I don't know.
Even in El Paso. So where would you park if you were in high school and you weren't permitted to go into a drive-in that had porn?
Yeah, right outside
right
the
drive-in. Outside the drive-in, yeah. Right? Because do you really need the sound for porn? I mean, really?
I don't know.
I don't go there a lot, but I've found the sound to be quite irrelevant to the enjoyment of porn.
Okay.
And so if I'm in a drive-in theater, is it really that big a thing that they don't get my money, and B, I don't get the speaker to hang inside my window? And how long are you at a porno drive-in? I mean, most people just don't participate for more than a few minutes.
Yeah,
and
I don't
so,
know.
You know, and the fact
so
that
really,
have
it could
a double
be a drive-through.
Billing, a drive-through. Theater.
I don't know how that works.
There's only two spots.
It's a drive-through theater. I didn't think we did that in America, and I wouldn't have thought
El
in
Paso.
El Paso,
especially
which isn't
where
part
you
of
can
America.
Hold a gun anytime you want. You can
right.
drink and drive and have a gun
in the porn theater, and you know that's
yeah outside
that's,
the school bus stop.
Right. Woohoo! Ain't that
is
America?
This a great just you and me. Home
little porn
the
theaters for you and me. Yeah.
Little porn theaters for you and me.
Oh, boy.
Right outside the bus stop. It's the bus stop. So let's what you were talking about coaching. You were talking about coaching carousel.
I was. And, you know, in Cincinnati, they got a weird situation right now.
Oh, poor Marvin.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They've won two games. No. I mean, back to back.
In a row. They've won more than two games.
They've won four.
They've won double that. Thank you.
But here's the thing. They've won two in a row, and it's not inconceivable that they would win on Sunday.
The inconceivable sounds on your cart.
Oh, well, I don't know how to
use
that.
Don't worry about it.
But if they wind up winning.
Inconceivable.
That's pretty good.
It's good enough.
Not really. But, you know, if they wind up winning on Sunday, that would be three.
Sunday.
That would be three in a row.
That's right.
And then what happens?
Assures
like,
you.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be fired because things.
Okay.
However, isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Yeah. That
just a little too ironic.
Yeah.
Don't you think? That the week that T.O. and Chad and.
Ocho Cinco.
And Chad Johnson, I'm going to call him by his old name, formerly known as Chad Johnson. The week that they leave the field, that the Bengals have no trouble putting together a win.
Yeah, I
no
mean, that's
trouble.
Right.
Two of the
Where
most
did they
elite
go?
Wide receivers. Where did they go? I think they went
to El Paso to go to a drive-in. I don't know what they did.
Drive-through.
So I don't know where they went, but either way, the Bengals win.
Carson Palmer was smiling.
Yeah.
That was really weird. We
walking
haven't seen that in
sunshine.
A long time. He was walking on sunshine. Yeah.
Okay. So anyhow, Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett. Now, the Cowboys lost on Saturday, on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
To what I think is the worst team in the NFL.
Can we
talk
about
Cardinals.
That game right now?
Well, we haven't talked about Thursday night game, so we're kind of trying to go
okay,
in chronological
well, all right,
order.
Right.
But so it. What did you see in that game that would make you, as Jerry Jones, in, again, you never delivered your allegiance. You didn't proclaim your allegiance.
Oh, right. I like any team that's in silver and blue.
Right. So that would be the Detroit Kitty Cats.
Yes. Hey, we're starting to roar. The hairball is coming out.
And the other silver and black team?
No, silver and blue.
Oh, silver
blue,
and blue.
Blue
that'd
blue,
be the
blue.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yes,
thing.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know you to be a Raider fan, although
no.
I remember taking you to a Raiders game on the back of my motorcycle. You want to share that with the people?
That was really
that
fun.
From your mind?
Well, no. This was really special because who were the Raiders playing that day?
They were playing the Dallas Cowboys.
And I liked it. And at the time, we had a family friend.
Where were they playing?
They were playing in Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
Right, yes. And what was special about that, we had a friend, the family, who wound up marrying one of the Raiders. We're not going to talk about this. But the point is,
wasn't a Marinovich because Todd's mom was in front of us.
That was right. It was somebody else on the team.
Okay.
We're not going to mention names because I don't want to put anyone in the hot seat because it was kind of sad. Welcome here I am.
To the hot seat.
Woo! It's kind of weird because here we are sitting in the Raider family section.
Right.
And I'm a Cowboys fan,
That's how we got there.
Well, that's why we're sitting there.
Well, and all I knew was Todd's mom was sitting in front of us, and I'm like, how on earth did we end up behind Marinovich's mom?
Well, and what I like is the fact that, you know, there's an interception thrown, and I'm excited. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan, and Emmett breaks one, and I'm excited, but I can't do anything. I'm not going to stand up and go, yes! You know, what are you going to do? I mean, that's
well,
really
it's not a press box. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
You are.
Although, right. At Raiders games, every game is hard liquor and handguns day.
Yes. Yeah, so, they give those out.
Yeah, they actually pass out Saturday night specials. They collect them back at the end if you've got it still on your person.
Well, yeah, if you haven't used enough rounds.
You just tell them you left it at your seat if you don't want to give it up. I left it at my seat. And they're like, okay, we'll go by and pick it up later when we're picking up the trash.
Good.
And then they have them ready to redistribute for the next game.
Yeah, so we were there, and you know, it's one of those deals where Emmett kind of went off in the second half, and that was the end of that game. But they just couldn't contain
it. That's all
anymore.
You remember about that game is the game?
That and a really offensive shirt that I thought would never be topped until I went to a Red Sox game right before the Yankees came to town. And I saw some shirts. I thought, can you really print that on a shirt? And apparently in New England, you can. They believe the First Amendment. So
freedom of speech means freedom to offend everyone.
Yeah. No, and they really do. I mean, it's fabulous.
All in favor of the WikiLeaks thing because you support the First Amendment, right?
Sure, and I guess, and I also, support the Second Amendment. And
And its relationship to the First Amendment.
And the First. And sometimes accidents happen. We're sorry.
Gun cleaning things go wrong, you know?
We just stood this guy up in front of these 21 guys, and we thought we were giving him a 21-gun salute. And you'll never know what happened.
Darn it, the funniest thing happened. That guy had a bullet in it.
I still like...
And it ricocheted off the grassy knoll. Who would have thought?
This is one of these crazy times. I don't know if you recall when many years ago, okay, we were about to go to Tripoli. There was a guy named Muammar Gaddafi.
Right.
And we wanted to fly
there
from...
There still is a guy named Muammar Gaddafi.
There is. He just has gotten a lot more quiet. And we were going to Libya, and in this raid of Libya, the United States Air Force was to fly over France. And France said, no, you cannot fly over
our
airspace.
Correct.
And during that raid, we accidentally bombed the French embassy.
Hate when that happens.
One accidentally went off. And here's the fun. Here's the interesting part. It knocked out the embassy in the section that no one was in at that time.
Wow. You know.
What a unlikely happenstance.
What a coincidence. Good for that. I mean, wow. Glad that didn't get ugly or anything. There was just some rubble, you know, to clean up and things.
Right.
Barney and Betty.
And you never really heard from Muammar anymore.
No, he started playing nice, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So what got us onto that crazy tangent was your First Amendment right to print things on T-shirts. And
yeah,
what surprises me is the only thing you remember about that game is being in the stadium. You don't remember getting to the stadium.
All I remember, we're two big guys, and you put one big guy on a motorcycle, and his knees kind of stick out a little bit. You put the guy behind him, his knees stick out further, and trying to go between cars.
They weren't cars. They were semis.
Whatever they were. I just know that I came within millimeters of my life.
Of your life or your kneecap getting busted?
But I don't think the kneecap just, you know, shatters and you terube keep going. I think I stick back with a semi. I don't think I think I would get ejected from the motorcycle.
It's possible. But you don't remember the good parts of that drive, like fishtailing all over the USC campus?
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Come on. The back end going squirrely on the grass, driving across USC, getting to the Coliseum. You don't remember that?
Not so much, but...
You just see the trucks, and you even have them down to cars now, which is good for me. I mean, that makes me less of a scoundrel.
Yeah.
Because to me, semis, you know, they're a little bigger. That's just me. And there was a lot of traffic, and we weren't going to miss kickoff.
No.
And we didn't, did we?
We did not miss kickoff.
There you go. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're saying lots of stuff.
No, I'm just saying is all. You need to understand rants and ravesisms. Clearly, you haven't been on our wiki site. Speaking of WikiLeaks, there's the proper Wikipedia.
Right.
Where if you look up on our
but
site.
Those aren't related, are they?
No, they're not. They just ripped off the wiki name, which is free to rip off because it's
wiki.
An independent thing.
Right.
So you can anything. You can be wiki me, wiki
sure.
Jeff, wiki Bender.
Why not have fun with it and talk about you know some sort of Polynesian lighting and make yourself wiki tiki?
That, my friends, is why we have been friends as long as we have. Now, the point of all that was the your alliances, your allegiances.
Yeah, yeah, I like the Cowboys and the Lions, and I think
that's
together
mostly because
together
of the color
we've
scheme,
won 10
Nipper,
games.
Nipper likes color schemes, and he picks games frequently based on color.
Okay,
schemes.
You really want to know why? Here we go.
I'd like to know why.
You probably don't even know.
I probably don't, given how
okay.
much.
Okay, my uncle, my father's youngest brother. Had played college football at the University of Northern Colorado, and a teammate of his was named...
Okay, we're on a limb here.
Okay, here
Northern
we go.
Colorado.
Here we go. Woo, woo, woo. A teammate of his wound up playing professional football for about 14 years, and many of those were the Dallas Cowboys. And when the Cowboys would come to Southern California, Dwayne would take me to the hotel. I literally recall getting into an elevator with Mr. Staubach and Mr. Landry.
Wow.
And thinking...
Wait, Roger Staubach and...
Tom Landry,
Tom
who was the coach
Landry.
Back then. Yeah.
They got a bronze statue of him outside the new stadium.
So, you know, I'm getting into this elevator. We're there at the hotel, and you know, Dwayne's taking me to meet, you know, Dave and some other guys on the team. And I'm getting in there, and I'm thinking, am I 8 years old or 10 or something like that? And I'm looking around going, this is neat. These are nice fellows. And I wound up, you know, cheering for the Cowboys big time then. And we had lived in the great state of Oklahoma growing up for a while.
Oklahoma, okay.
Yeah, and this is the Lions thing. And back in the day, they had a guy who played at Oklahoma who had the initials BS. He was a running back named...
Bart Starr.
No.
Bobby...
Brown. Billy Sims, who wound up going to the Lions. And then years later, we had more BS come out of the great state of Oklahoma.
Barry Sanders.
From Oklahoma State.
Just
and
to know that I was
those
around.
Things kind of kept me with the Lions. And, you know, every Thanksgiving is a special day in my house because the Lions and the Cowboys are on. And even when we win a total of 10 games in a season like this one, it's still happy to cheer for Silver and Blue.
Even though
it was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing.
What is that from?
That's from that great science fiction movie that's obviously Chris Rock. And it was the Bruce Willis science fiction movie. Come on.
Wow, that sounds bad.
No, it was good. It
that's
was
not
really
Chris
weird.
Rock.
He had this, he was
that
a talk
Chris.
Show host. Look, I'm the one
All
who's
right.
seen the movie, and you're the one who hasn't, and you're the one questioning
okay,
my
I'll,
sanity.
Okay, I'll give you that. I think it's somebody acting silly, but I don't think it was Chris Rock.
No, that was his character, man. He just talked like that.
Okay, I've got to find this out.
Bruce Willis, come on. It was, and there was the hot chick in it, and come on.
I don't know. Die
wow,
Hard?
Wow, how do you? Yeah, no, it was actually Die Hard 7. It's in pre-production right now.
Die Hard with a phaser. It was the sci-fi one.
Choo, choo, choo. Or maybe it makes this sound, actually, because I did find one of Steven's sounds that's a little bit amusing, which is...
Whoopah!
Okay.
That's Chandler from doing his whipping, his bullwhip.
I am the smart...
Oh, I don't know who the smartest man alive is. I meant just to do the whoopah.
Okay.
Because that's part of the problem we have is we don't know...
Whoopah!
We don't know who the smartest man alive is because I frankly don't even remember who won the challenge game last, and we didn't pick a challenge game last week.
Ouch.
Yeah, we're... Look, it's
You're
been
challenged.
Crazy. We are challenged in so many departments. If it had been my week to pick the challenge game, I would have picked a game that I won. Steven did horribly on his picks. How did you do on your picks? Do you know?
Really bad. This was an upsetting week. Let's talk about the week. Can we move on?
We
how
can.
Do we, how do
Any
we segue?
Other, you were coaching Carousel. Well, we just segue with a hit bang. Just you listen to the show, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, that's a sound I know. What is that called again? The headbang?
Hit bang. You know, so many people,
okay.
So many of our listeners thought it was a headbang.
Yeah.
Like what? No, it's a hit and a bang.
Right.
Here's the hit and then the bang.
Yeah, I know that. Now we're into round two, right?
Ding, ding. And remember, when we finally have unlimited funds, we will have a ring girl.
Ooh, very nice.
Yes.
And she'll wear a cheerleading outfit.
Don't go to my sister!
Okay. I know how
All
to get
right.
under his skin.
You know, so does Steven. It's funny.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting in... No, I'm not sitting in his chair.
You're sitting in my chair!
Yes, which, you know,
and
actually feels comfortable.
Chair. Yeah, my chair is quite comfortable.
I think we have similar sagitude on chairs. I think we make
nice.
Them sag similar.
Now, we're talking about the Carolina Panthers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. In a nutshell, what do you remember about Thursday night football? The Panthers fall to 2-13. The Steelers go to 11-4.
It was over right before kickoff. I mean, it was a game
no,
that I
come
I didn't
on. The
think
Steelers
it was going to be very
score
close
until like there was 3 minutes into the game.
Okay, I got
it
that.
It was 0-0 for at least 3 minutes.
I know, but did you really think this was going to be much of a contest?
No, but mind you, I picked the Carolina Panthers a week ago to win their
wow.
second game.
Okay,
that was pretty out there of me. I was out shopping, doing my last minute Christmas shopping, and I met a Steelers fan, and I said to him, "Dude," and this was on Thursday. I said, "If you guys screw this up tonight, I am going to be very, very frustrated." He said, "I am so nervous about this game because this is the ultimate trap game. Carolina has come off a win, so they figured out how to win. And it's a short week, and we're clearly looking, anybody in their right mind that's not looking a little bit past the Carolina Panthers isn't game planning properly."
Right.
And you know what? To Mike Tomlin and the entire coaching staff there, remember, you don't know this. One of my philosophies is that once you leave a great head coach, in this case, we had Bill Cowher, and you move on to the next coach, it's about 18 months until the newness starts to wear off and the reality that you've left a great head coach starts to set in. Mike Tomlin is so past that and has established himself as one of the premier young talents in this league. He is
sure.
a very good coach. He had his team incredibly ready to play. They came out punching, and they did not relent. It was awesome to see. It really was. To say that you're going to be on a short week, and that when did they give up the 3 points? It was right at the end of the game, if I'm not mistaken. It was. There was like 2 minutes left on the clock
right.
when they gave up that field goal. That was outstanding. Good job to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have secured themselves a playoff spot, and they're in a really good driver's seat to say that, you know what? The AFC, although it may have to come through Heinz Field if you're not careful.
Well,
probably going to go through New England.
Right.
However, New England and Pittsburgh for the AFC Championship game. If we get there, that would be amazing.
And it would be fun, but there are some other teams that may have something to say about that. But I think
they'll try to.
Yeah.
So, the Steelers outgained the Panthers by a 3-1 margin. I mean, it was ridiculous. There was no drama, no surprise at all. Now, that brings us to Saturday night specials, Christmas Day in the United States of America and everywhere else in the world.
No, I think that's Christmas Eve.
No, it's Christmas Day. I hate to break it to you, but
you were watching
football on Christmas Day.
That's right.
Aren't you a heathen?
No, I think that was all part of it. There was wise men, frankincense, gold,
there's
myrrh,
a star,
and pigskin.
Steven,
pigskin
there's
was
a star.
That's what it was.
There was a star.
That's what it was.
There was a star.
Did you call me
Steven, east.
Or are you just kind of like?
I probably did because you know what? That's whom I'm accustomed to.
Okay,
having this kind of tete-a-tete.
You can call me Steven.
Can I call you Elroy?
You can call me Ray.
Can I call you LJ?
Okay.
Can I call you Dubender?
Sure.
Dubender. It doesn't fit.
So, no, not
so,
at all.
So talk to me about the Cowboys game because, you know, you're partial.
I am partial. And it was one of those real frustrating things. I had said prior to the game, and I thought it was really, you know, it was going to be a Cowboys, you know, onslaught.
We thought it would be a romp.
We did. I thought it was.
We also thought, however, in all fairness, that that John Kitna might play more than a quarter.
Right, but you have to remember, Kitna spots the Cardinals 14 points.
Yeah.
It really wasn't his fault.
One receiver falls down,
the other one's
tip
ball.
He falls down on the route.
But it is tough. It is tough to just spot your opponent 14
especially
points.
Especially
on the road. But, you know, you look at that, and the Cardinals, for the most part, really aren't moving the ball that well during that game.
No, never on offense. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Bender. I almost said Steven. What I told Jordan, because Jordan being the big Cowboy homer because of his uncle, not because of you, because you don't come around enough these days, these parts, because you got a little girl of your own making all sorts of outrageous sounds like this. Where's the Emmers?
Emmers.
Where's the Emmer? Emma Miranda has a famous Watt, and I don't see it here. It's like Steven's hidden it from me so that I won't play the Emma Watt. I wouldn't put it past him, although I'm sure it's not true. How does he manage two 27-inch monitors when I can't manage one 13-inch monitor? Answer me that.
Just try and understand. Try and understand.
All right. I'm a magic man, but I can't do it. There. No, that's not it. And I can't read that far either. He's got younger eyes than me.
Right.
I can't even read as far as this monitor is.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother with it.
Anyway, so we were all expecting John Kitna to play a little bit longer. And I said to Jordan, I said to the J-Dog, I said, look, I've got Arizona's offense scoring 7 points in this game. I cannot imagine them scoring more than 7 points in this game. And how many points did their offense score?
Seven. Yeah, about that.
Their offense. Their special teams came up with 17.
Right.
But their offense only scored 7 points. And that's what I saw against the Cowboys defense. So my tea leaves were just fine. Thank you very
much.
Well,
I would say the Cowboys, no, I'm not trying to sell my Cowboys short here, but the Cowboys defense isn't that stellar. You've got a pretty pathetic.
But you're playing the Arizona Cardinals,
that's the worst team
in the NFL.
You've got a pretty messed up
a team that
Cardinals
handed Carolina their second win.
Right.
Okay, that's how bad they are.
They are bad.
They're bad.
And
they
I really thought,
no fire need, no
you
energy.
Know, coming into this game, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, you know, Garrett wins this game, he's going to go 5-2, losing his two games by 3 points each in some tough games. And he had been playing without, you know, their starting quarterback, Dez Bryant. They've been playing without him. They've been playing without Marion Barber for a period of that time. And I thought, gosh, this is going to be his opportunity to say, I am the Cowboys coach for next year. And what happened was,
and Jerry would have given it to him, I think.
I don't know. You know, before the game, he gave that. Did you see that little cryptic thing he said?
Okay. To all the Cowboys fans out there, I want to know the answer to this question. What the heck is Jerry doing pregame on the Thursday night? It was Saturday, but on the Thursday night set of NFL Network, there with Mooch and Dion and the whole gang there and Rich Eisen sitting on the sidelines with the headset on talking pregame. The head coach of a team pregame on the sideline giving press conference on live TV. Then Post game, he's in the locker room with microphone shoved in front of his face. This guy gets more media time than any player possibly could. What up with that?
Well, he is the president of the NFL Network.
No, he's not. He is not
Czar?
The president. No, he's the demigod, Czar. Jeff.
Okay.
No, but okay, mind you, yeah, he had a lot to do with the NFL Network getting formed, but that's again owned by the owners. It's owned by the league, which is he's one of 32.
No. He is actually the one in charge.
Fine. He is still one of 32 owners, and that is a trust of the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is he putting his mug out? Is he want a real? Is he upset because Jerry Jones got on Survivor, and he's like, I need my own my own reality show, and so I got the Dallas Cowboys reality show. That'll be a hoot day. Woo-ha!
You know, he's a guy who always lays everything out
there.
Camera. He puts everything on the line, and I think he's a personality that people can kind of watch. He did build a heck of a stadium.
Look, I've been there. You haven't been there. It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there in a month for like a week.
Right.
Okay. And the trusses on that stadium are over a half mile long. Yeehaw! Okay. I get it. And I'm looking forward to being able to pack when I'm there. Not at the stadium, obviously. But when I'm in the good state of Texas.
Sure.
I'll be armed. Don't piss me off. And I'll be having Whataburger without the mayo. Okay. I mean, without the mustard. Sorry. My bad.
Okay. Very good.
And I'll be enjoying
myself. Have you been to Taco Bravo?
No, but I will. Okay. You just give me directions and I'll be there.
They're all over. They're like a little fast food there, but they're good. They're tasty.
Well, yummy. Steven always makes me go to Whataburger.
Yeah, Steven doesn't know Mexican food. Okay, let's
Steven Miranda.
Oh, that's right.
Miranda.
Yeah. Okay,
he knows a thing or two.
Can we go back to this Dallas-Arizona
game?
Sure,
go for
it. Because the question is, how do you wind up losing that game when you're the Cowboys? You know, and I think you lose
very carefully.
I think there are three things that made them lose that game. One, spotting them 14. That wasn't a real good move. Okay? Two, when they had them 4th and 15.
Yeah. And
okay,
let's see,
and the game was about to end.
I'm going
to
go out on a crazy question here. If I'm not mistaken, the Arizona Cardinals aren't complete crap. There's a guy that's pretty good on that team. What's his? He's got dreadlocks. He's got great hands. I'm thinking Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, scary Larry. He had only caught one pass all game. I think.
No, he had not. He had been targeted 3 times with no catches.
I thought he had
no
one.
Catches.
All right, I disagree with you, but that's okay.
You're wrong.
I could be wrong, but I'm not. The point is,
no, I'm not. He was targeted 4 times with 1 completion.
I know.
And that was for 22 yards or so, give or take, on a 4th and 15. They line up trips wide right, and you have like a nickel package in.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay, here's what I don't
get. Call a timeout.
Okay.
You see trips wide with 4th and 15?
Here's where I'm coming at this thing, okay? How much experience had Arizona's quarterback really had?
What are you talking about? I don't even know. He's Bumblebee Tuna, isn't he?
He's a true rookie. And he had just gotten sacked.
John Skeleton.
He had just gotten sacked. And it's 4th and 15. I think, because I'm a gambling man, I think you bring the house on that play, don't you?
Well, they
rushed three.
They
send three guys rushing.
I don't
rushing.
Know what they did, because they had, again, to remind you, for those who didn't hear me screaming, trips lined up wide right.
Okay.
That means you're sending three receivers into coverage, or you're going to run a bootleg to that side or something, but you need people on that side.
Right.
You need at least man on man, at least.
Yeah.
But no, you had 2 people.
Right.
And there was 3 wide receivers. And if I'm going to cover 2 of the 3 wide receivers, one of them is going to be Larry Fitzgerald.
That's going to be
one. I'm thinking both of them are going to be Larry Fitzgerald, and let the other two go free because I got nobody.
Well, you know, the thought where he wasn't really targeting him a whole lot, so maybe
it was his 4th target of the game because you were swarming him, because you were covering him, because you were playing smart.
Well, I just can't imagine when it's 4th and 15, you rush 3. I understand he wants some backs back there to cover, but I say bring some pressure on the guy and make him beat you. Make the dude beat you.
Skeleton, you want to beat you. Okay. What about Bueller? Bueller?
Yeah.
Bueller? Speak to me about Bueller, won't you? What did Bueller do in this game that was so egregious that leaves us with the constant rant of...
Anyone? I don't know. What is your constant rant?
It's the oldest rant on the show.
Kickers.
Kickers. Thank you. But only we do it in unison. kickers. Thank you.
I mean, that's
Bueller one... missed an extra point that would have tied the game.
Yeah, and you know what? I understand. You see it when the Cowboys go ahead. They score that touchdown. They're excited. And I'm thinking there's still, I'm nervous nilly. I'm looking up there. There's a minute 44 left on the clock, and you haven't kicked your extra point yet. And I'm thinking every point matters. And I'm actually paying attention. Everyone else, I think, is partying down.
You want them to go for two. Jordan wanted them to go for two.
Why?
Well, as it turned out, he missed the kick. And so I'm just asking. Jordan wanted them to go. That's how much he believes in Bueller.
Well,
he believes Bueller's a kickoff guy, not a field goal kicker. And that is actually his skill set. He's a kickoff guy. He's not a field goal kicker.
Yeah, no, he's got a heck of a leg.
And he used to have a heck of a leg until he started training for kicking field goals. Now he can't put him into the back of the end zone anymore like he used to be able to because it's a different ability.
Jeff, can you tell me why is it teams have never really gone out and said, we're going to have multiple kickers on the squad?
Most teams do, Jeff. Well, professional teams, they do. Teams that would spend $1.3 billion on a stadium would tend to carry two kickers.
But why don't you have a guy who's your designated field goal guy?
Yeah. And your kickoff guy, punt guy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. And that punt guy also should be able to do the crazy thing
coffin
corner. No,
punt guy. You got a. I want a punt guy, I want a field goal guy, and I want a kickoff guy.
That's three roster spots.
I'm aware of that.
You're only allowed how many?
Okay. How many games come down to a dang field goal?
Oh, a good number. Goodly number.
Okay. And you can rotate in these rosters, can't you?
Yes, you
Between
can
weeks?
Actually. Yes, you can.
So if you got a guy go down, hey, you fill him in. I just don't get it because in football, I've watched so many teams be successful because, one, they've got a kicker who can kick the snot out of the ball and make you start on the 20 every time. Right?
Yeah.
Or you've got the field goal kicker who just can ice any game. You put it on the other side of the 50 and it's game over.
I'm going to point to Seabass yesterday. Sebastian Janikowski with a 59-yarder and a 52-yarder in the same game. Not in Denver. Oakland on soft ground where it's been raining for the Lord said to Noah they're going to build an archy. I mean, it's been raining here like crazy in California.
Right, and it's been soggy
bottom. And Seabass said, no worries. I got your back. All I do is put balls really long, really straight between the uprights.
Right.
8.5 yards. Boom. Right. That's how wide the uprights are. Boom. Seabass can do that.
It's bigger than 8 yards.
8.5, I said.
8.5?
It's relatively narrow. It's not as narrow as Arena League football, but it's pretty narrow.
8.5 yards?
It's about 27 feet.
Okay.
It's about 27 feet.
All right.
26 feet, something like that.
I don't know what it is.
I don't have a measuring tape with me right now. Otherwise, I'd go out and measure the one at Blair High School, but I don't have an AK-47 to bring with me.
When I was at Texas Stadium and did the tour of the stadium, one of the neatest things they had us do, because I...
Pre-rubble, I hope.
Yeah, pre-rubble.
Because it's still there, the rubble.
Yeah, I know. But pre-rubble, before they tore the sucker down, one of the things that was neat is you could actually take a tour of the stadium, and we did that. And the guy who gave the tour let guys come down and kick field goals. Did I tell you this?
Three-hour tour.
It wasn't that long.
Three-hour
But did I tell you about this, the field goal thing?
They never did.
So he's got, Justine and I, my wife is there, I'm there, and there's probably about 20 people taking this tour. And what he does is he sets it up and lets you kick some field goals. And he put it in close. And every guy there, I can tell you, is thinking, hey, I'm kicking field goal.
Sure.
And you know what happened? Nobody got close, man. It was ugly.
Nobody got close. I mean,
not until
their
third time. Not until their third time. First few times you go out to kick field goal, and you've never really kicked a ball before. That's not...
I've kicked it holding it a million times.
Sure.
I can be a punter.
Yeah,
and
you needed that 10-yard
punt. I won't kick it to Hester. I won't. And I won't kick it to Deshaun Jackson. I can shank it off my foot out of bounds. I know I've done it.
Yeah.
But off a tee, I've never done that before.
Yeah.
And I've never certainly had the timing issue of the steps and the ball coming in from a long snapper, and that seems a little scary. But I assume they just put it on a tee.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, with your experience, what did they do? You didn't have to deal with a long snapper,
right,
a holder.
They just set it on a tee and said, hey, have fun with this.
Have a go.
Have a go.
And how did it go?
Not real good. I'm telling you, there were about 20 guys there, and it was about over the first 58 attempts.
Wow.
And the ball might have been sitting on the 20, maybe 15.
You know, Lasea can still make like a 48-yarder.
Yeah, because he had been a kicker. It's a skilled position.
Had he?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought it was his Mexicanly oriented nature that he was possibly a soccer player or something.
No, some of those soccer guys
To quote President Bush, Mexicanly oriented.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he was talking about businesses, though.
Oakse.
It was Oakse. Yeah, he said that too, actually. Oakse. That was before he upchucked on the Japanese prime minister.
Well, let's keep talking. Okay, let's move on.
Let's keep talking oblong ball, shall we? Now, we're not going to talk about every game because not every game was very interesting. For instance, the New England Patriots beat the crap out of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, it kind of was like the Pittsburgh game.
It kind of was. It was over before it ever started. Patriots win 34-3.
And can New England win in a cold climate?
You know, this has got to be the biggest pile of nonsense I've ever heard. Tom Brady has trouble because he's from California, winning in the cold. A, he's from Northern California, where the climates couldn't be more different. B, he's lived in the New England area for a long time. C, he went to the University of Michigan.
Right.
Okay, it's not warm there.
And he's played a few games at Foxborough.
One or two games in Foxborough.
With the emphasis
Gillette
on
Stadium. Gillette Stadium is not quite warmer climes, okay, friends?
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, some people were looking at that game, hey, you know, the Bills are at home.
They said this a while ago when they went into Green Bay. They're like, you know, Tom Brady.
He's
going to
play in the cold.
Did anyone remember the Tennessee Titans game where he rolled them for 59 points last year? Hello?
Right, yeah,
believe it or not, not animosity, not hatred, not vile, not vitriol, but not positive juju flows the way of the New England Patriots via these chairs sometimes, okay?
Yeah, but the Patriots...
But hang on, yeah, I'm about to give them a little love.
All right.
And the last thing I want is for there to be interruption in the brief moment where they're given love. So in the brief moment that they're being given love here, do you know where they practice during the week, Jeff?
No, I don't. I
outdoors.
Well, that's crazy.
It is, and you know what? There is no other team that I know of in the NFL that plays in cold weather and practices outdoors. They all have fancy, and the Patriots have fancy indoor facilities. They don't see the advantage of practicing inside when you're going to have to play Sunday outside.
Right.
When the numbness on your fingers is starting to set in and your hands turning the color of Brett Favre's in his last snap, where it was the same color purple as his helmet. The color purple is not just an Oprah Winfrey movie, friends. It was the color of Brett Favre's hand. But they practice outside. That's the genius of Bill Belichick.
Well, and you know what? That Patriot team is looking better.
They're fantastic.
Dude, they're looking better. I mean, everyone's getting involved. Guys, you're like, hey, this guy shouldn't be contributing this year. All of a sudden, everybody's playing on that team. What do we have next on the docket?
We've got other cold teams. Burr, Coldy. We've got the New York Jets going to the Chicago Bears in
So-Colger
Field. Wait, did you make this up or have you listened to a show? Because I don't think you've listened to a show. So did I steal this from you?
Everything you have is stolen from me.
Everything?
Yes.
Everything?
The Avalon you're driving, I actually bought that first.
No, because when I got in it, it had no miles on it. The odometer read 0-0.
I rolled it back.
Yeah, this is not, what's the movie?
Ferris Bueller. We just talked Bueller.
We just talked about it. So I moved on. Bueller, make a freaking extra point, and Jason Garrett maybe keeps his job, and he seems like he's equipped for the job. Do you want Garrett to keep the job?
I do, but, you know, there's stuff in there, like what I really want. Is I'd like I hate to say this, you
a general
can't do
manager.
It. Well, that's true. I mean, and that's tough because teams have been more successful having one. I like the fact that they were making the allusion to Steinbrenner to Jerry Jones, and he said, "Yeah, but Steinbrenner never fired himself." Well, and I think he's saying that he still wants to be the GM. He says it's my cash. I'm going to get involved with it. But you know, when it comes to Garrett, you can't do this. But I kind of liked. Does a guy like Mark Ware get a chance to have a say in the matter?
D. Ware?
Yeah.
You want D. Ware to what, be head of personnel?
I don't, but I just got to think, if a guy like him, really, if you could get down to reality and he's saying he's a guy that works for this team, then you got to keep him. I look at...
Just say, do you keep Garrett?
Can I get one more week?
Wow. You know, you might as well, because all the good midweek coaching changes, those guys have already been snapped up. as we pointed out with, we didn't finish the story, the assistant defensive line coach in San Francisco has now been appointed the interim.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how that had come down. Good to hear that.
So I wanted to be as complete as I know how. I'd give his name, but you know what? I don't have it in front of me. So would you keep Garrett if you had to right now?
Right now, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Can I tell you why?
Sure.
Wade Phillips goes 1-7.
Yeah.
This guy's already won.
And the team played like poo-poo.
I mean, really bad. They look like they're in the middle of like the second week of not spring training. I'm still a baseball
training
guy.
Camp.
Yeah, absolutely. It was bad. I mean, guys couldn't execute plays. And since then, you've watched a Cowboys team. I know they've gone 4-3, but the three games they've lost have been by a total of 7 points.
Right.
I mean, they've been in every game, and some of those have been against playoff teams. And
what do you think about them coming? Since you're not going to get a chance to sit in this seat again, and Steven's going to be the next person to sit in this seat.
Yes.
Now, they're getting the Eagles after the Eagles are going to have a short week.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles have got to play Tuesday night now because of the weather, moving their flexing their game all the way to Tuesday.
Well,
the power of NBC to flex a game all the way from Sunday to Tuesday, that's powerful.
Well, because they didn't want to compete with Monday, which I think is crazy.
Did they not want to compete with Monday, or did ESPN say, you're not going to ream us again? You did this a couple weeks ago with the Vikings.
Right.
And killed their ratings because they didn't have a very good game.
Yeah. We got Brett Favre. What are you watching?
So you're going into the largest media market being New York, and you're putting the Giants on there in prime time, and that just destroyed them. So what are you going to do? I think it's more out of deference to ESPN than it was to anything else. And they said, you can't.
It could be the weather.
It could be that they're not ready quite yet on today's Monday.
I don't know.
The fun thing about Christmas is never having any idea what week it is. For those of you that are students, enjoy this, because when you're a business person, when you work for a living, Jeff, what do you do?
I'm a school teacher.
So do you know what day it is?
Right now?
No, when you're in school, when school's
absolutely
in.
People think, gosh, you're counting off to the end of the semester. You really want it to end.
I'm counting till Friday.
No. The reason why I know how many days are left in each semester is because there's stuff I got to teach. You know, and I plan this stuff out, and I know that if I don't schedule this right, I'm going to have my students worried about their, you know, finals or their midterms because I don't give them enough time
to
prep.
You really love your students.
I do. So, you know, the point is, I have all this stuff. I always know how many days are left in a semester and all this stuff, and I know it sounds crazy. It's not because I'm looking to run out the door. It's because I plan everything out.
You want to get all the content in on time.
Well, the content, more importantly,
your students and making sure that they're ready.
Hey, we have these.
Because as the commissioner says, if you're going to do anything, you're going to do it right.
Yeah, but we have, you know, state tests and these midterms and all these things. I always allot time intentionally for them to be able to review those so that they're not unduly stressed. I want to teach them. I want to review them. I want to prep them. And I need to know what that is.
So you're teaching right now U.S. history primarily?
All I teach is American history, yes.
Okay, well, you used to teach other subjects, but those have gotten thrown out because of budget reasons.
Yes, exactly. We don't need
that. We don't want to go there. It's not like the state of California is broke. What they do with 10% of my sales tax is beyond me. I think they smoke it.
Do they go up to 10% down here?
9.75.
Woo-hoo!
I just rounded off to 10, and people think that I'm nutty.
Yeah.
But 9.75 and 10 is the same thing. Okay. Now, Jeff, I want a pop quiz. Pop quiz me on some U.S. history. Come on.
Sure.
I want to show off my lack of skills and that Jordan would probably be able. So a question that you know Jordan could answer, but that I couldn't. Are you smarter than your 11th grader in AP U.S. history?
Sure.
Which is, duh, no. I didn't even know what an AP class was when I was in high school.
Sure. What political party was George Washington?
The Whigs.
Not even close.
Republican.
Those two parties didn't. Well, I mean, you could call the Republican.
Democrat.
Yeah, don't
Labor.
Even bother.
Tory.
It's okay. It's all right. We'll move on.
What was it?
He was no political party.
Yes! That's a stupid question.
I know. He was really more aligned with the Federalists, though. He would be considered.
Federalist.
Yeah. You didn't say Federalist. It wasn't one of your top 10.
It was in my top 9, but I didn't get to 9.
Okay.
I only knew 8.
All right.
Okay. Give me one that I can answer so I can look smart.
One that you can answer.
So I can look smart. It's important that I save face on this show, Jeff. If you haven't figured that out, you haven't been listening. Oh, wait, you have been listening.
Well, that's true. Let's try. Okay, who wrote the Bill of Rights?
Bill.
Okay.
Mr. Wright. Thomas Jefferson.
No, James Madison. Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, you got to know James Madison.
I don't have to know him. He didn't even get me a Christmas present.
Okay, can I get you one more then? We'll try to throw you a bone.
Sure.
Who was the president when the White House got burned, baby burned, during the War of 1812?
1812, president. This would have been about the 10th president. 10th president of the United States. I'm not going to know this. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to give you the same answer twice. Let's
James Madison.
There you go.
Wow. Give me what I can actually answer.
Who was married to Dolly Madison?
James Madison.
Okay,
high
there
fives.
We go. Woohoo.
No, come on. Not who's buried in Grant's tomb. Come on.
Okay. You want another U.S. history question?
Let's just get more into the last 150 years, say.
See, this is the problem. I stop right at Reconstruction.
Of course you do, because so, that's all history is pre. And you know what? There's a lot of stuff that happened after that.
No, but they get
a
that.
A lot of
they
stuff.
They get that. You all
they
get
don't.
That. Yes, you do.
Ask a kid today where Vietnam is. Ask him to find his own country on a map, and he'll struggle.
Yes. Well, geography is a lost art.
It's not an art. It's something you're just supposed to know.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Okay,
that's
I'm
what
done
makes,
ranting on this.
Yeah, well, that's what makes the contest.
But do they
for,
test geography? No.
Yes.
No, in the state test, do they test geography?
Yes.
How?
Currently, we have
they
what's
say
on
you
the
are
state
here?
Test. No, no, no.
You are
state
here?
Test.
Can
they
you
have
find
a social
the
studies.
X? You are
they,
here.
3 years ago, they enacted a social studies portion of it. So they did
oh,
get
that was nice of them to broaden out behind besides math and science and say, our kids are really smart. Look how well they test.
Well, when you have people running for a Miss, was it
Congeniality?
Miss Teen? No, Miss Teen USA was the one who.
God, she was hilarious.
Gave that just, I mean.
Well, it's not as funny, though, as the Lakers in, you know, training camp saying he couldn't wait to get back to the United States of America when he was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Now, let's
and
talk
you know,
about...
You know what the great thing about America is?
You can always come back next year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's in my sound card, too.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
If you'd listen to the show.
I do.
Why
I do
don't this. You listen to the show, Jeff? I'm just curious.
You know what it was? I enjoy the show, but after about 2 or 3 hours, I start to tire.
We've never made a 3 hour. Okay, we've only made
we're,
one 3 hour
rolling.
Show.
How long is this thing right now? Because
an
just,
hour nine.
Holy moly!
See
Let's talk
I mean?
Football.
Well, that's all the people ever want. Bender.
Yeah, is football.
So the Jets and the Bears. It's so cold your field. The Jets, dude. What do you think? What's going on there?
Boy, I thought the Jets had it. I thought the Jets were going to be really heading towards playoffs. I thought they were a great team.
They are heading to the playoffs. They got in.
I know.
They clinched a spot this weekend.
I'm aware of that.
And they lost.
But I saw them going into this trying to clinch it themselves.
Oh, you mean the respectable way?
Yeah, I thought that was their focus in this game. You know, I'm looking around. You know, here we are. They're down early. They come back. They've got a good lead at halftime. I'm thinking they're going to win this thing. And the second half comes around, and I don't really know
not
what
so
happened.
Much. Well, so, you know, never mind the recent drama. Rex Ryan and the Jets are headed back to the playoffs, so don't even worry about it. All that they needed... You know, Cutler was bad as usual. He threw, I don't know, two or three interceptions, and they were god-awful, which is so typical. But somehow these Bears, it is smoke and mirrors, my friend. Smoke and mirrors that these Bears continue to win with. And I don't know if that smoke and mirrors can carry them all the way into the playoffs or not. What do you think?
You know what the Bears have is they have a good defense. And sometimes defense has won championships.
No, absolutely. I think of the Baltimore Ravens a few years ago that went all the way.
And
I think of the 85, 86 Bears, whichever one it was. Which one was that? That I
85 Bears.
But, 85. The Bears. Bears.
Here you have a Bears team that does what Bears football usually is, which is you've got a good secondary, you've got good special teams play, and you make every game, I mean, good Bears teams, makes every team have to play you. And that's what they do.
Well, and they've likely locked up a first round bye and the number two seed there in the NFC. So,
but what's funny is here you're looking at the number two seed in the NFC, and do you really look at the Bears and go, "Ooh, I'm scared"?
No one is scared of the Bears. And
how about
the
Falcons? Are you even scared of them? I know they weren't this weekend. They're tonight
at home. Sure. Again, now we will know a lot tonight when New Orleans comes in there to play an Atlanta team. Atlanta doesn't really even have to win.
Right.
And but they are in the Falcons dome. What do they call it? M&T Bank. No, that's the wrong one. But wherever the Falcons crow
coop.
And coop, thank coop. You. Wherever the Falcons, we'll call it the Falcons coop.
Yeah.
For sake of this. And now if the New Orleans Saints come in there and have their way with a Falcons team that doesn't need to win, now we know something.
Well,
but Matty Ice is like 16-1.
Yeah, I don't think New Orleans is going to have one of these games where they have their way with them. I think you're going to see a very close game tonight, and it wouldn't surprise me for New Orleans to start to reestablish themselves. This is a team that can still make the playoffs? Playoffs?
Playoffs? I just hope we can win another game.
Right. But, you know, where's New Orleans sitting on all this?
Where's New Orleans sitting, what, like in the standings?
Yeah, I mean,
they're in good shape.
What do they really need to have happen?
What do they need? What's the scenarios? The playoff standings.
Yeah,
if the season ended right now, I mean, since Professor Playoff, unfortunately, for Steven, is in El Paso.
Weak.
New Orleans sits there in the fifth hole right now. And again, they are most likely to go. And if you read my column that is going up before this show,
woohoo!
If you the column is on that computer. Don't crash that computer because I don't know if I hit save in Microsoft Word. So it's called the Wild Wild Worst. Probably. It's called the Wild Wild Worst, and I have it mapped out where the Seattle Seahawks this next weekend host the Rams, beat the Rams, even though the Rams are better because they're playing in Quest Field, and it's just so difficult to play in Quest Field for the opponent. And that would put them online to probably host the New Orleans Saints the week after that at Quest Field. Team with a 7-9 record hosts what would at that point probably be the 11-5 New Orleans Saints in one of the most difficult stadiums to play in.
Right.
Their defense of the Lombardi Trophy has them on the road. They had a great season. They went 11-5 after being Super Bowl champs, which everyone knows is really difficult to be Super Bowl champs. Everybody's gunning for you. That's what everybody
says.
Well,
you know, and nobody ever talks about this. You also play a longer season.
You play a much longer season. You play more games than anybody. And then you have an off season that's really busy with appearances and
Absolutely.
All that sort of nonsense. Yep. And the hangover is never ending.
Right. And there's a reason why teams don't often repeat in the NFL.
Exactly.
And so good now, teams don't repeat. I'm not talking just like, hey, there's times where the team, you know, they got injuries, and they got stuff happen to them. But there's a lot of years where you've got a good team that year after the Super Bowl, and it's a tough one to repeat.
So the New Orleans Saints sit there right now in the five hole at 10-4. And a victory tonight puts them, I mean, it's just ridiculous that they sit there and that they're going to have to probably go to the Seattle Seahawks. It's embarrassing and it's wrong, Jeff.
It's not wrong. It's if you're going to have divisions, the division champ has to get a bonus. They get a benefit.
They get a bonus. They get to go to the playoffs.
That's what wild card is. You know what? If
they should be the wild card.
And you know what? New Orleans could have also taken care of business and taken out their Falcons, but they got baked by the Birds.
Because the Birds are a really good team, and it just so happens that possibly two of the best teams in
football. I'm not sold on Atlanta.
Look, you're not sold on Matty Ice. You're not sold on Christmas. You're not sold on Easter. You're not sold on New Year's. New Year's going to happen next Sunday, Saturday, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
It's going to happen. It's as predictable. These guys are for real. What do they have
but
to do?
But don't you believe in the Y-2011 thing that's going to happen?
Y-2011? Is that like Y-210, yeah. 200, 2000, yeah, Y-2K?
Hey, the stop signs aren't going to work anymore.
The only teams that they have lost to...
I'm sorry, did you remember hearing those things?
Y-2K?
Yeah.
Sure. What was most likely was trains in Russia were going to collide.
Okay, but the one
that
I
was
like...
most likely.
Okay,
stop signs are going to
yeah,
stop working.
I heard a broadcaster say that the stop signs weren't going to work. The stoplights. I understand,
stop lights,
but
you know
sign's
what?
Not working. That's a special kind of virus.
Now, you've spoken irisy. See, here's the thing, Jeff. When you speak enough, you're going to misspeak.
Oh, absolutely, you're going to misspeak.
And so, you know, to hold people and rake them over the coals, though it's amusing, anybody
it is amusing.
Put into that position.
Absolutely.
Let me take you through the Falcons season thus far.
Yeah,
they lost week one at Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Roethlisberger-less.
Okay.
But you know what? They surprised a lot of people. Okay? Then they went on their little winning streak. They lost at Philadelphia.
But hold on, can you slow down the winning streak? Okay? They went on to play Arizona, and you know that's a real tough team.
My mom beats Arizona and twice on
Sunday.
Okay,
and they do. They blow out Arizona. But then they go play New Orleans, and they win it.
At New Orleans.
In overtime.
Yes.
Okay, next, they play San Francisco, the juggernaut that they are. And they win it by?
They had a head coach back then, and Troy Smith was their quarterback back then.
Okay.
Oh, wait, he's their quarterback now. Oh, wait, I haven't checked the standings because he changed twice in the game yesterday. Singh, if you want to sign your death certificate, change quarterbacks mid-game. First make the change mid-week, then make a change mid-game. That says you are signing your death certificate, coach.
Well, and this is where I would love for him to get a chance to...
I want to get Mayoko on the line here. I wish we had time to dial up our Comcast sports friends and Mindy and all them and Matt Barnes of the Sacramento Bee and get them to weigh in on this. But alas, we do not have time. San Francisco, then they blew out Cleveland 20-10, and Cleveland ain't no slouch.
No. That's a
Then they lost to Philadelphia Eagles. Now the Philadelphia Eagles, that's a darn fine team, as we know. Although
right.
I believe that was still, let me see, week six. That was in transition. I think Vic was hurt that week.
Okay.
Vic may have been back that week. I don't know. I think, no, Vic was back that week. And this is when the Mike Vick MVP talk started, in fact.
Sure.
Then they beat the crap out of Cincinnati. Hold on,
they beat the crap out of mean and angry?
Cincinnati Bengals, boy, they're really bad.
What was the score of that beat the crap out of
39-32. Okay, that's a touchdown.
Yeah. And that's who again they were playing?
Cincinnati Bengals, boy, they're really bad.
Okay, and you beat them by a touchdown.
Then they
sure.
went on a bye, and they got a little rest. Then they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bye.
A good team by 6 points. Then they beat the Baltimore Ravens, a very good team, by 5 points. Then they beat the Rams, and the Rams aren't very good, but the Rams are the best team in the NFC West. And then they beat the Packers.
By
3.
Okay.
It's not margin of victory. You're supposed to beat the tar out of bad teams, and you're supposed to barely get by the good teams.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get any bonus points for winning by 2 touchdowns.
But they beat Tampa Bay twice. They beat Carolina, big freaking deal. And they went on the road and won in Seattle. And that, to me, was a very convincing victory.
Sure, but here's how I look at this Falcons team, and that is they've been able to take care of business so far, but they don't look to me to be unbeatable. And I don't know, are they entering a stride? Are they going to be peaking? Because a lot of times in playoff sports,
only Bill Belichick peaks.
Yeah, but he
does
peak.
And that's at opposing defenses.
Yeah, there's another team, and we'll talk about them later, that I think is the dark horse of the NFC that I think you could be seeing.
Why do you bring
Super
Bowl race into this always?
Oh,
the Bears beat the Jets 38-34, and good for the Bears because although we do not respect you guys a whole lot, we're respecting you more every week. That brings us to the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. We're not going to talk about this very much because, Ed Reed picks off the Raven, I want to say Seneca Wallace, but it's not Colt McCoy. I'm going through their quarterback tree. It is not Jake Delhomme. And it is Colt McCoy. Got picked off twice by Ed Reed. Ed Reed is really, he is playing fantastic football right now. Baltimore should be feared because their defense is scoring again.
Yeah, and I mean, that's been Baltimore Ravens football.
Yep. So what do you think they can go far in this playoffs?
Any team that has a great defense like that, you have to wonder. I still think
you
a team.
You have to wonder?
Well, you have to wonder if you're going to be able to beat them. You have to wonder if they're a team that's going to be able to you're going to be able to knock out. I mean, if you were even Bill Belichick, and you had to take on the Ravens.
Okay, I'm reading this Associated Press piece. Trying to cope with a biting, blistery day, Baltimore star safety Ed Reed moved too close to the sideline heater and had his oversized jacket ignite. Someone yelled, "Reed, you're on fire!"
And he said, I know.
Oh, that is too funny. Too funny.
But he's okay, right?
He took the jacket off and he was laughing. But you know Ed Reed. He had a lot to say about that. Flacco threw a 15-yard touchdown pass to TJ, who's my mama, in the second quarter.
What do you think of this Flacco guy? Is he all right?
Well, if it weren't for the monobrow, I would actually think he's really, really good. And I don't think that facial hair should keep you out of the discussion of being considered a good quarterback, but sometimes it does when it's bad enough. When that eyebrow is just needs a little snip and a tuck right there at the forehead. Have you ever shaved between your eyebrows, Jeff?
Never have.
Well, then that's because you don't need to.
Right.
How do my eyebrows look to you?
They look good, but I know you had them waxed.
I've never, ever had anything waxed but my boogie board and my skim board. I would have a surfboard waxed, but it sport scares me and I can't get up on top of the board. I fall down.
Right.
So that being said, I've never had any facial things waxed, but I do have an annual trimming between the eyes.
Okay.
And that's good.
That's
it may
too
be
much
too
information.
Much information, yeah, but it's good. Right. You shouldn't have a freaking tree laying across the top of your eyes.
No, not really.
And that's all I'm saying to Joe. If Joe would just
if
do something about
that. If you have a job
that,
that's paying you more than minimum wage, you should be able to get that taken care of.
You know, Supercuts could probably handle that. Even Fantastic Sam's. I don't know. They could probably do it.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. But anyways, great day for
you
Flacco.
You know what I find funny is you
great
brought
day
up
for the
Fantastic
Ravens.
Sam's first.
You brought it up first because you were trying to make a reservation when we were getting ready for the show.
I never said it on
we're
the show.
We're getting ready for the show. And
on the show, you're bringing
this
it up.
Is about throwing people under the bus. Clearly, you don't listen to this program. This show is all about throwing people under the bus.
Right.
Throw me under the bus. I'm used to it.
Oh, no. When you get thrown under the bus,
why don't you talk
you're
about
not
what
know.
I was doing before I came here. There you go.
You
see
were
what
crying.
I mean?
You were crying.
I was not.
You were crying.
I was. Now, there's throwing people under the bus and there's lying.
Yeah, but see, it's more fun to lie. And
it is more fun to lie, but it lacks accuracy.
Okay.
So the Baltimore Ravens, congratulations, looking really, really sexy there at 11-4. The Cleveland Browns, Well, God bless your souls. Yeah, because you can't set Ed Reed on fire every freaking week. It just doesn't work out that way. That brings us to the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, my gosh. Because in this game, I'm thinking, hey, the Chiefs aren't for real. The Titans are going to show them that
Chiefs aren't for real. They were 9-5.
Holy moly, was I wrong.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this Chiefs team through new eyes, and I'm thinking, this is the New England Patriots. These guys are...
Whoa. You're calling the Kansas City Chiefs the New England Patriots of the Midwest?
Well, they're the old England Patriots, but you know what I'm saying.
You're talking about the crew.
Yeah, the crew.
So you're talking about Matt Cassel. You're talking about Scott Pioli. Okay, so you're not saying that they're as good equivalent as the New England Patriots.
No, but, you know, did you really call this kind of dynasty that New England's had? Did you really see that coming?
Well, they've been the best team in the NFL. I thought there'd be a falling off once they stopped cheating.
Right.
And what I found out was
no,
they actually didn't need to cheat. And if they would spend less time poring over opposing teams' defensive signals and just focus on doing what you do, which is playing good football,
right,
they could actually be better.
Yeah.
That's scary.
No.
That's scary. And they've taken this young defense and matured them into a team. At the beginning of the season, it was all the reason they got rid of Moss was twofold. One was so that their offense wouldn't score as quickly, they didn't trust their defense. It was also because we find out the Diva wide receivers might make you a worse team.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we see in the NFL.
That's all we saw this week up in beautiful Ohio in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is what I now call them. Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
God bless you.
Well, thank you. And God bless us, everyone. So the Kansas City Chiefs, you're finally respecting them. I can't believe it took this long. I've been picking them all season.
Well, you know,
I think they're good.
You know, it's kind of like what happened. Boy, this is a weird analogy. Try to stay with me because it's going to get goofy.
Okay.
But remember how you had Mike Holmgren?
He's the general manager of the how would you do if it's Cleveland or it's Cincinnati? Because the Ohio teams is what tends to confuse me because
okay.
They're both in Ohio because I've never been to Ohio. So I get confused, even though they're like a 4-hour drive.
But where did Holmgren originally come from?
Originally
in the NFL. What was his first?
Well, San Francisco.
Right. And he goes and he takes Green Bay, to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? And then he goes from there to.
He went to the Green Bay Packers. Are you getting somewhere? Because I'm right now just wanting to.
Just imagine you're weightless. You're in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by tiny little seahorses.
Okay, I don't know where you're going, but that's where I'm going.
My point is simply this. Sometimes we've watched coaching staffs just bounce around. They go to a new location, and they wind up bringing the same level of success. And I think we're seeing that resurgence in Kansas City now. I really believe it. I think this Kansas City team may be...
Love Todd Haley.
They may be the team to watch in the AFC.
For the time to come. And the AFC West specifically, without question, because what's going on in San Diego right now is sheer nonsense. The Raiders are improved, and what's that other team in the AFC West? Oh, yeah, Denver Broncos. Yeah, that's
I want to talk about them. But
We'll get to that game eventually. So what we've got is the Kansas City Chiefs rolling up and smoking the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are what we thought they were, which is not a very good team. I wish I had stopped drinking their Kool-Aid a long time ago because I'd be in a lot better shape.
Yeah, well, I took a sip last week and I thought, you know, hey, the Titans, they're going to put together a good game. Kansas City, they've just had some easy games. They're going to be no.
We're getting through the early games here on Sunday morning, and we have the 49ers going to the Rams and personally taking responsibility for getting Coach Singh fired in San Francisco. They win this game. They have a very realistic chance of becoming the representative for the NFC West, and hosting a playoff game of their own in Candlestick Park. But no, alas.
I think no is the answer. No stands for New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
So the Rams did what they thought. This was one of my misses. I missed about five games. I'm figuring I'm going to go 11-5 this week on my picks, assuming I get the next two right.
Okay.
So I've missed five. This was one of the five. I just wanted, I'm going to, you know what, since Steven's not here to interrupt me, I'm going to go on my own, and I'm going to just talk, and I'm going to say, you know what? I am not mailing this in just because I have a mathematical edge over him that is almost insurmountable, and he threw another Hail Mary pass this week where we disagreed on 8 games, and you don't even necessarily know that, and we're not organized enough to tell you all that. Steven will come in and talk to you about that in a couple days once he gets back from El Paso, which he might be on the road right now for all we know. And once he gets back, you will find out that we differed on 8 games this week.
Did he drive?
Yes.
Really?
It's 12 hours, dude.
Yeah, I guess so, because it's way over on the west side of the state.
It's south New Mexico, north right. El Paso.
Okay.
Or North Juarez, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and do they have planes there?
They have an airport. They have a lovely airport.
And a theater.
And they have a drive-through theater with a school bus stop right beneath it, which is really troubling. But that being said, the St. Louis Rams, let me tell you, Steven and I disagreed on this game. He took the safe pick of the Rams, and I went out on the crazy limb, the crazy horse, with my good friends from San Francisco, Matt Mayoko and et al., our little reporter friends, and tried to back, you know, my family, my wife's from the Bay Area, tried to back them, but the Rams are what I thought they were, which is the best team in this division. And what's unfortunate is that they are going to have to go into Quest Field next week. I encourage you to get out to the website, NFLRNR.com, and take a look at my article on the Wild Wild Worst. Leave your comments out there because it's very opinionated. It's very un-Jeff-like. It's very opinionated. And you will certainly have reactions. If you have reactions that are, you know, for the public, go ahead and leave them there on the website. If they contain profanity, we'd ask you to say those out loud and then write down something that is the equivalent.
Right.
That being said, Sam Bradford, look, he is the rookie of the year. Do you have another rookie of the year? I go up to Green Bay and I look at, what's his name with the flowing locks? The defensive player.
Clay Matthews?
Yeah.
This isn't his first year.
No, this isn't. Who's the other? They got a rookie up there that's playing fantastically. But there's a couple of good rookies, but it usually goes to, if there's a worthy quarterback, it almost always goes to a rookie quarterback.
Well, and that's the thing. You're going to go to an offensive player, and that's where it's going to go. But I'm more interested on the other side of the ball, and that's the defensive side.
Defensive rookie of the year is what excites you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's a Lion, that's why.
You are so defensive. You're going to go to your buddy there. He is good.
Yeah, he's real good. I mean, this is okay. We'll get to that game.
We'll get to that game.
I don't know when. Much later.
Probably not much later. We're going as fast as we can, Captain. Sam Bradford set a rookie quarterback mark as the Rams blow out the 49ers, and it was gross, 17-25. It's not a blowout, but it's because the Rams came back to make it a football game in the end. And well, St. Louis actually pulled away. It was never really that. When was it close? It was 14-12. The Rams were up, and then the Rams finally closed the gap and took the lead in the third quarter and never gave it back. But Sam Bradford, congratulations to him. He showed a veteran poise out there, and he broke Peyton Manning's NFL rookie record for completions. How's that? He eclipsed Manning's 12-year-old record, helping the Rams 7-8 stay on track to win their 5-year playoff drought, but be careful because you got to go to Quest, and I don't know if that can happen. So very good for Samuel Bradford and the St. Louis Rams. May they go into Quest and make all my worrying come for naught, because then they would be 8-8. They would not have a losing record, and I'm okay with a division team being 8-8 and hosting a playoff game. It's the dreaded below 500 that makes me mad.
We've had it before. We've had 7-8-1.
Do tell. 7-8-1.
That's still a losing record.
Yeah, but it's mathematically significantly better than 7-9.
Okay.
Okay. I do have a problem with 7-8-1. When was that? Do you know about this?
I can't tell you who it was, but I distinctly remember that happening.
Let's just make a team up then. Was
sure.
It the Sacramento Stars? Of the
yes.
Old SFL league?
Yes.
The Silly Football League?
Okay.
The Sacramento Stars of the Silly Football League. They
sure.
Went 7-8-1.
Hollywood Stars.
The Hollywood Stars. That was a great Pacific Coast League baseball team, though.
Right.
And they played, you know, what? Who else was in their division?
The Avengers?
No. But who played with the Hollywood Stars?
Oh, the Angels.
Los Angeles Angels. Thank you very much.
Right.
No, the Los Angeles Angels of Los Angeles?
Yes.
Did you just say that?
I might have.
That was really quite clever. Even bordering on funny, I might say. So this brings us to one of your blue and silver teams, the
yes.
Detroit Lions. And the Miami Dolphins. Hoping that this is the final of. No, we still got a couple more early games. We're behind. We need to go.
Yeah, okay. Bottom line, Lions win 2 on the road. Did you see this coming?
Well, actually, yes. I picked this one. I picked the Lions.
Holy moly.
Look, the bottom line that you don't know because you haven't followed the season much. The Miami Dolphins can't win at home. It's the darndest thing, Ben.
Yeah, they've only won at home.
One game at home. And I'm like, you know what? The Detroit Lions always play everyone hard. So why on earth would they go into Miami and do anything differently than what
because
everyone else
has
done?
Because the Lions had the week before won their first road game in...
why not do? I mean, seriously, that's how bad. Miami led this entire game convincingly. And I still was just doing a Singletary. Just you watch. Just you watch. They know how to lose at home. They have got so many fantastic, creative ways to lose at home. Detroit scores 17 in the fourth quarter to win 34-27. It's hilarious. It really is bizarre. The Lions win three straight games for the first time since 2007. Back-to-back road games. I'm going to have to reach across here and find the Lions sound effect, Stephen. Or Jared Bender.
Kurt. Wilma. What amazes me with the Lions is, you know, they had won, had a good winning streak in 07. That was at the beginning of the season. And now you're looking at the Lions doing this at the end of the season. And if you're a Lions fan, you got a lot of young players there. And you start getting a little optimistic again. Hope springs eternal.
Click away whenever you feel like it, and you will hear something that goes unplayed very frequently. Huh?
Wow.
What do you think, huh?
That sounds special.
That sounds like a team that should be feared.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go that far, but they are certainly... Look, they're down a quarterback or two sometimes.
Sure.
They're into Bumblebee Tuna Land sometimes, and they had Sean Hill in a quarterback this week.
Oh, yeah,
pulled that out of my butt.
No.
I'm glad that worked.
He's been playing for a while.
But he's been hurt.
Right.
He's been hurt. And as I said, we've been in Bumblebee Tuna Land, which, in case you don't know, means any third string quarterback.
Right. I only know that from playing cards with you guys, which is loads of fun.
What does third string quarterbacks have to do with playing cards with us?
Because we're usually the phrase poker. Bumblebee Tuna.
Oh, Steven always wants that to be a game.
Which he says, always
I'm now
means
deal
it could
Bumblebee
be anything.
Tuna.
Which could means it could be anything.
It could mean that it could be anything. You're being redundant. The Lions go in a meaningless game, get their fifth win of the season. Good for them. They're clearly headed in the right direction, and they beat the Miami Dolphins and essentially knock the Miami Dolphins out of playoff relevancy, which is too bad. Speaking of teams knocking themselves out of playoff irrelevancy, the Washington Redskins and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Come on, man. The Jaguars, come on. Do you want to be in L.A.?
I didn't
what
see this game
hell?
Happening. Did you pick this?
No, I missed this one along with everybody else in America.
A little gut feeling said, you know, the Redskins might put it together this week, and I didn't see it happening.
Kevin Barnes, OT pick, sets up the Redskins win. The fact this game went to OT is disgusting. Simply disgusting. This game went back and forth. Washington came out early, took a 10-0 lead in the first quarter. Jacksonville picked away, got a touchdown before halftime, came out in the second half, got a field goal to tie it up, and then they traded touchdowns at the end of the game to send it to overtime. David Gerrard was asked to do more with MJD being bummed, banged up and bummed out and sitting on the sidelines. And he did his best. He went 22 of 38 for 299 yards. Two picks, unfortunately, for big guy David Gerrard. MJD being out was really the deal breaker from my point of view here. They just, you know, I went out in fantasy football, Ben, and I picked up, is it Rashard Jennings? It was Rashard Jennings. I went out and picked up for Jacksonville.
And how'd that work for you?
Yeah, Rashard Jennings got 15 carries for 32 yards. I just thought he would get in the end zone.
Right,
I was desperate
right.
for a running back. And by the way, had two teams in the Super Bowl, Ransom Rave Super Bowl, won one of them by a boatload of points, lost the other one by a boatload of points. None of them are close. To the best of my knowledge, Steven didn't win one of the Ransom Raves leagues, which means we're paying out a lot of prizes, and that leaves me surly.
Okay,
that
well, I like
me
you surly.
You do not like me surly.
I don't
because
like surly.
You like me sexy. That's
oh,
how you
right,
like
right.
me.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not supposed to call you surly.
No, not so early. Certainly not before 8. Just because you have a little one doesn't mean my kids sleep well past 10. Thank you very much. Now, that gets us through the final morning game, if I'm not mistaken. No, we're finally into the afternoon game, so we'll hit bang. Not head. Hit bang the afternoon game. The San Diego Pooper Chargers.
Wow, talk about a disappointing season.
The Cincinnati Bengals? Seriously? Seriously?
Yeah, again, I don't know.
Seriously?
Mean and angry?
Cincinnati Bengals, boy, they piss me off. I just want to see the Chargers to have a go with the Colts. That's so much fun in the playoffs, you know?
Right, right, right. We saw
but it. No, that's not going to happen because Norv Turner's probably going to be looking for a job.
Which, put him together with Singletary, you could have a heck of a California coaching staff.
In what city?
Los Angeles.
Ah, the LA connection.
I think LA has become a big enough town to have a football team.
No, stop it.
The population is now there. No, no.
You're being silly. The population's what, 7 million for the city?
If you just combine some of the suburbs.
And some of the counties. No, then you'd only be into 30 million. I mean, come on. Don't be stupid. We don't deserve that.
We could have a team. We'll call them the Anaheim Avengers of Los Angeles, and they'll actually play in LA, but they'll call themselves the Anaheim Avengers.
What team mascot name would you want for an Angelinos team?
Good one.
Thank you. I thought I'd pop quiz you with that one. I haven't even thought of it.
Yeah.
I like to ask questions.
Matadors?
For which I have the Natadors. That
Matadors.
Oh, Matadors. I think so. The Natadors.
What is a Natador?
A Natador is Spanish for swimmer.
Yeah,
and that
great.
Was the swim club I was on when I was a kid. We make fun of me being non-athletic. That is non-athletic on land.
Yeah.
In water, I dominate. I am a beast in water, and I was a Natador.
I thought Matador only because
a Matador is a bullfighter, and that's very politically incorrect.
Yeah, coming off the heels of dogfighting, I don't think the NFL wants that.
We got people who believe that many Redskins fans sure. who wish that the Redskins were not the Redskins.
Right, right.
And they think that's just really wrong, and I don't necessarily disagree. I just say at some point we've got to stop going backwards and fixing history for sake of political correctness, and we must move forward.
Carjackers. California carjackers.
California carjackers. How about the mommy state? Mommy state.
Yeah.
It'll just be the mommy state.
Yeah.
We're going to go in and stuff. Play the mommy state. I breathe, therefore I receive.
Now, I did that one. That was mine.
What? Breathe, therefore I receive?
Yeah, I made that one up.
I didn't know that. Yeah, congratulations.
That's the corollary to I think, therefore I am. That's the modern day.
The California version.
I breathe, therefore I receive. Yes.
It's also very European, so it just shows how avant-garde you are.
Right.
On guard. Speaking of the Matadors, on guard. So let's the Chargers piss away their playoff opportunities. I still don't know if they make the playoffs.
Well, didn't they give up like three touchdowns in the fourth quarter?
No, they gave up three touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
See, that's where you've got it completely wrong. And fortunately, though, that brings us, we can stop talking about that. But let's stay back with Marty Schottenheimer for a second, shall we? What was the criticism of Marty Schottenheimer?
Too conservative.
Can't win a playoff game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that too.
So we've traded a guy, we've eliminated a coach that can't win a playoff game for a guy who can't win a regular season game. Ow! All right. The Houston Texans, speaking of disappointments, go into Mile So High City, where 5-10 and 4-11. Why are we even talking about this game?
Because of Timbo.
Oh, Timmy Tebow, Timbo.
Which, by the way, I got to say that our fine Terry Bradshaw called him Timbo and had to immediately apologize when he accidentally misspoke. He misspoke. He said Timbo, but I think that's a heck of a nickname.
Terry, sometimes you need to take credit for your misspeaking. And
he apologized. He really did. He felt badly.
I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah. It wasn't like that. But he apologized to the guy sitting around him in the booth, and I thought, you know what? I actually like that as a nickname for
I think
Tim
it's insulting to American Indians that you would bring in Bo.
And Tim.
Yeah, because there was definitely a cowboy named Tim, and now you're conflagrating that with the Bo.
But we look at Indians. Tim Tebow, and I know he went against arguably the worst pass defense in the
history
National Football
of the
League.
NFL?
Yeah, and I was going to say possibly the history of the NFL. But at the end
How
of the day.
How bad is the Texans' pass defense? My God.
They're bad, but you know
bad.
What? Even though that's a bad pass defense, I'm looking at the fact that you got a true rookie quarterback making his second start in throwing for over 300 yards, getting to run one in. I don't know if anyone had this dude on their fantasy league teams. I don't know how that stuff works. But
you'd be happy if you did.
Yeah, I think he got you some points this week.
Did a lot better than Matt Schaub, whom I had.
Right, and Schaub, I mean, everyone loves that guy's quarterback, right?
Yeah, not so much anymore. Not since they found Arian Foster. That's just kind of shot Schaub's fantasy value in the big old foot. And Arian Foster, unfortunately, wasn't a factor in this game, and that also factors into why Houston couldn't put together a better combo. Brandon Lloyd was the primary recipient and benefactor of Tim Tebow's Elway-like performance.
Do Bronco fans love this guy?
Boy, you're asking a loaded question there, Jeffrey, because Broncos fans, America and the world have a fixation on Tim Tebow. I was stunned to be in London and see the number of Tim Tebow jerseys on Europeans.
Right.
Not just on Americans. He has been the most successful jersey sold in America this season, period. Full stop.
It's
a phenomenon for somebody who had done nothing until just recent.
I went to Colorado this summer, and I got out.
Beautiful state.
Denver, and I'm looking around. Even in the airport, I'm seeing people wearing Tim Tebow jerseys, and I'm thinking,
has he started a game?
Yeah, he's their draft pick, and people are excited about him, and he was a heck of an exciting college football player. I don't think you see a whole lot more exciting
terrific
than that. But the knock on him was he could never make it in the NFL, and he's had a heck of a good second game, and he's an exciting player, and I don't know if it's ever going to work out with that kind of funky delivery he's got.
Dude, that delivery is so weird. Being a lefty, first of all, puts you under higher scrutiny than anybody else. And that stands for all lefties, even those listening to this program right now. If you're a lefty, I'm sorry. There's a reason that the phrase lefty freak just kind of flies out. It's not meant disparagingly. It's meant as a put down, okay? Just to be clear about that. I don't want anyone being confused and thinking that I'm speaking ill or in any way mean. So it's just meant cruelly, not disparagingly, okay? And Tim Tebow's a lefty, and he flings it around there from like his waist practically. And he puts so much air under that ball often. Sometimes he throws BBs, but more often than not, he's got to put a lot of air just to get it over people's heads.
Right.
And those are pick-worthy balls. And what was his pick numbers on the day?
One.
He threw one pick, one touchdown pass. He averaged 10 yards a pass.
And
his QB rating was nearly 90.
Yeah, which
That's
is good, right?
Pretty respectable. Schaub was better. But yeah.
Yeah.
It was terrific.
I don't know.
308 yards. And then he ran for another touchdown, at least. I didn't see this game real closely because I was just pretty much frustrated with
my
Houston Texans.
It was a fourth quarter comeback is what it was.
14 points. Dang. You know
what? Let's look at the second half, would you?
Sure.
How many points did the Broncos score in the second half?
Well, here, let me pull up the drive chart here. And we'll go to the second half. And they got a touchdown. The time of possession was 2 minutes. Four plays for 80 yards. Holy
yeah, there was. I think that's the one
that
where they had the 50-yard pass.
Yeah, they handled things right at the beginning of the third quarter, and they marched 80 yards in four plays, took 2 minutes, 2 seconds off the clock. Then in their next possession, they got a field goal. Next possession, touchdown. Next possession, touchdown. Next possession, run out the clock. That's how you put somebody away. Now, versus the Houston Texans, who came out in the second half and went field goal, punt, pick.
But, Jeff, in that game, what was the halftime score?
Halftime score in that game was 17-0 Houston Texans. And that's when I knew I had a problem, because Houston loves to come from behind. And now you got the lead. What do you do if you're a come-from-behind team with the lead? You piss it away.
Well, you let Tebow do that to you.
And don't let Tebow do that to you. Because that kind of rhymes, sort of. Now, we've got ourselves up in beautiful Oakland, where Seabass put on an exhibition with his leg. Sebastian Janikowski, Amy Trask's favorite player, the man who brings her more pleasure than her husband.
Wow.
Yeah, she's an executive there for Oakland, and she inferred that at the Coliseum when we were having a little meet and greet with Amy. And it was quite funny. She got called on that, and it was kind of an embarrassing moment for Amy there. She's never been more excited in her life, was her exact quote, than when Seabass kicked that. Like, wow, your husband would find that quite fascinating, I'm sure. Most exciting moment. But let me tell you, I was really excited because I had Seabass as my fantasy kicker.
Oh,
and
nice.
Oh, yeah. There is no bonus points for 55-plus yards, just 50-plus yards. See, I want fantasy kickers to get, I don't know, I'm thinking a dozen points if you make a 60-yarder.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Just, it's game over, dude. If my kicker makes a 60-yarder in the Super Bowl, I win automatically. And he didn't make a 60. He made a 59-yarder, and it was amazing. But it was not enough to hold off Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning, as the Colts go to 9-6 and are still kind of on the outside of the playoff picture, looking and, in, but they're taking care of their business.
And what happened with the Raiders?
Raiders came up short. You know, they valiantly fought, but they came up short. 31-26 is the final there. Jason Campbell, 231 yards and a touchdown. Dominic Rhodes, here's the big kicker. They ran the ball. Indianapolis Colts ran the ball for 98 yards. And that is something that, you know, we didn't expect because we knew Joseph Addai might be back in this game, but Dominic Rhodes instead. For Andy put it together. Jacob Tammy continued to have this phenomenal tight end season, playing the part of Dallas Clark on this team. 7 catches for 78 yards and a touchdown. And Peyton Manning just looked good. I didn't think the conditions favored him. This was my upset special. I had the Raiders beating the Indianapolis Colts. And it
Why?
Nearly
Why would you think that?
Bender, because I'm trying really hard to just be true to myself and not protect my lead. I have a huge lead in picks over Steven.
Sure.
And so I'm just like, no, you know what? If it was any other game, whether I was trailing or leading, this is how I'd pick
it. Yeah, and that's how you should do it, Jeff, because if you get it right, it helps you.
Yeah.
So if you get it wrong, it hurts you.
Wait. I know. One more time.
If you get it right, it helps you. If you get it wrong, it hurts you. People try to play games.
That's where I slipped up.
Yeah,
because
you
should
try to win. So my question to you, Jeff, is why would you think that Oakland could win this game?
Because I thought Oakland could win this game.
Well, that's a good reason why. But no, I mean, what was there something under there that you're thinking?
I expected it to be pouring down rain.
You know,
I expected it to be pouring down. You see where I'm going?
And Peyton's not a good mutter.
No, he's not a mutter.
Okay.
Peyton Manning is not a mutter. Is a horse that loves to run in the rain.
Right.
And just for those who are not into the ponies, who are not basically.
But we're talking about Colts fans.
Georgie Thompson. Okay. How you doing? Okay, Georgie's she's a mutter. She's a girl who loves her the ponies, and she loves us. So had to throw her a little bit of love there from Steven and I. A little holiday cheer post Boxing Day, and I got your gift, and it's a little tight, but I'm going to wear it.
Sure.
Enough said.
Okay.
So. Continue.
Peyton Manning did not have a good day.
No, he had exactly what I thought he was going to do. He threw some picks, or what did he throw one or two?
He went 16 for 30.
16 for 30 for Peyton Manning? See, I almost had this, Jeff. You put the weather in there, and if you put the rain in where there was none, and
his quarterback rating was 76.5. How many days does Peyton have days like that?
Nobody told me there'd be days like these.
Strange days and days. It was an upsetting weekend. Everywhere you looked, there were upsets.
I thought I did pretty well because I thought this was going to certainly be another upset, but it was not. Alas, I failed in this one, but I'm so close to being truly the smartest man alive because I don't know who had the I don't know who had the challenge game. I don't know who had the right to pick the challenge game. But if Steven had it, he would have certainly picked that one, wouldn't he?
I don't know really. I mean, how
come on the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah.
Yeah. I roll with the, I would have taken the Colts.
Yeah. I mean, sure. You bet.
I didn't, but okay. Let's moving along the Giants and the Packers and what turned out to be a very strange game. I was actually nervous about this pick. I had the Packers, but I'm like, look, I remember a couple years ago, we're in the playoffs. The New York football Giants came into, amazingly bad conditions, smacked Aaron Rodgers around, and came away with the win and ended up with the Lombardi Trophy in their lap.
And that, you know, that's the type of thing that you thought could have happened. Everyone in the world thought this was going to be a tooth and nail game, coming down to one possession at the end of the game. They thought it was going to be real close, thought it could be low scoring, wound up not being that game at all. And you look at this game, and what I came away with is, I like this Green Bay team.
Well, heavens yes. How can you not, Steven? This is a terrific team.
I'm Jeff. I'm Bender.
You are what I call you, and you'll all say, right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So it all came, the New York Giants, whose season is spinning out of control.
It is, because you were how many points up?
I don't 21 know. I'd have
point,
to look.
No, you're 21 points up in your last game.
Oh, you're going back to the Eagles again.
Oh,
it all goes back to the Eagles. When you
have something like that go down, you know, it changes things. And that happens. And then you go in, and it's a tough call. You've got to go into Green Bay and win. That's a tough game. That's a tough road
However,
trip.
As had been pointed out innumerable times, anytime a team gets beaten like the New York Giants got beaten the week before,
don't they normally spring back?
Their record, Bender, is something in the neighborhood of like 10-1.
Right.
on the subsequent week. This is anytime someone lays a 40 burger on you, basically the next week, you're 10-1.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I thought the Giants were going to come in. I didn't care where they were playing. They were going to win
hell,
big time.
But no, it was the opposite of hell, which is Green Bay. And they had another 40 burger hung on them. I'm sorry, Coughlin, you really do need to fear for your job. Bender was right that you need to be checking.
Hey, I'm not saying they're going to lose next week.
Don't answer the phone.
If the Giants somehow don't make the playoffs and you had 3 weeks to go and you're leading your division and you wind up losing this thing, your days, I don't know, could be numbered. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who can beat you with his feet and his hands.
And his belly. A lot of people don't know that.
Is it pierced?
No. His belly isn't pierced, but he belly dances, and he can actually squirm like a fish. No, you're looking at me like that. Are you telling the truth? And of course I'm not.
Okay, good.
I'm lying. I'm lying something fierce.
Okay, good.
Here's the deal. If they do not go to D.C. and beat the Washington Redskins, they will not make the playoffs.
And you know what? The Redskins, you know, that
they just beat a good team.
Well, and when you're out of it, like your season's over,
and
you got pride.
Head coach is Mike Shanahan? Let's see here. What words do I identify with Shanahan with? Pride. Oh, that'd be ego and pride and swollen ego and really big pride. Those are the only words that come to my mind when I think of Shanny. And they went in and they beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Now they're at home. Last time they were at home, they just lost to Tampa Bay. And then the time before that, they just lost to Minnesota. That was when Brett Favre was still alive. And the time before that, that's when the Eagles came into town and bad things happened. But the fact is, they've played their home games pretty tight with the exception of the Eagles. And early in the season, you know, they actually, they lost overtime at Houston. They played decent at, what is that facility that they play in? They're the Redskins, because they change it so frequently, the name of it.
Right.
Used to be Joe Robbie Stadium. No, that was down in Miami, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Washington Redskins play at Lincoln Financial. No, not the Lincoln. The Sun Life Stadium. No. The Bigger Than Life Stadium. No. The Larger Than Life Stadium. No. I don't know.
MetLife. You know,
that's a blimp.
Okay.
They don't. Anyway, so here's the deal. They got D.C. and New York Giants. Week 17, and again, God bless the NFL for putting divisional games on the final weeks of the season. Great planning.
Absolutely.
Nobody's sitting anybody and resting anybody. Not that you could this year, because everybody's on the outside looking in virtually. However, great job by the schedule makers.
Yeah, and I don't know. I still think the Giants have got to be winning that game. But you know
what?
Yeah,
you would have thought they would have won this game.
Absolutely. And I look at this game, and I look at the fact that Aaron Rodgers comes out with a quarterback. I'm just looking at the little quarterback rating thing here at 139.9.
139.9. That's not perfect, but it's pretty dang close.
And I'm looking at the fact that you've got a Green Bay football team that's good on both sides of the ball. You've got a fullback who can score when you're in down tight. I'm liking this team, and you know what? They got a little bit of momentum rolling with them.
Mo is clearly on their side. I would totally agree with you, Jeff, on that one. And that, my friends, is going to bring us to the final game that has been
that's
played
my dark
thus
horse.
Far.
My dark horse is the Pack.
What do you mean?
I'm saying they don't see these guys coming out and winning the NFC. Nobody does. They don't even see these guys going to the playoffs.
Packers?
Yeah.
They've been virtually everybody's preseason favorites.
Right, but about midseason, what happened?
Well, the wheels came off. The wheels on the bus went.
And this is where I can see this team turning around and getting ready for business when the playoffs roll around. If they can make their way in, I don't want to face these guys.
Okay, Bender, I want you to look at the playoff picture, and I want you to tell me now what's going to happen. Who is going to play whom? And who is going to get in and who is going to be on the outside looking in right now? Let's start with the NFC. We know that the Philadelphia Eagles have already clinched. They have not clinched home field.
They're not going to get home field.
Well, first of all, they do if the Giants go into D.C.
I thought you meant overall home field. Overall home field, I think of this differently, but okay.
Through the
saying.
Playoffs, obviously the Atlanta Falcons have already secured. The NFC goes through Atlanta.
Right. Philadelphia.
The Georgia Dome. That's the one I couldn't think of earlier, and we were calling it the Falcons Coupe. The Georgia
Dome. Oh, yeah,
Dome.
Georgia Dome. Yeah. Sure, that works.
Although Falcons Coop is funnier.
I do.
They need to rename it. Sure. We're just saying. Is all. Is what you're supposed to say at that point. We're just saying.
Is all.
There you go. Oh, God, it's like you're a co-host almost.
I'm working on it.
Okay, now, what else do we know? We know the Chicago Bears are already in, and they have locked up.
They're going to have a home game.
They're probably going to have a bye. They're probably going
to
have a bye.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we look to have Atlanta and Chicago having the byes, and then you look to the host teams probably being Philadelphia, and, well, Philadelphia definitely has got a host game, right?
Yes, they absolutely have a bye. Because they've already got
not a bye, but a host game. They get a home game.
Well, if they win the division.
They win the division. They won it.
They have won a playoff berth. I guess they've beaten the Giants already. So if they both go to 10-5,
well, if you're thinking,
they would have a tiebreaker.
What letter, you're looking at a chart up there. Does it have a letter next to
it? It has the letter Z next to it.
Well, Z isn't good. X is what the letter you want. So... So Z's not
Z
a happy.
Z just means that you've clinched the division. That's good.
Oh, that is the Z.
Z's are good.
They've changed the alphabet on me. Okay,
Zed is good.
Well, they are Zed then. They are loving it. So because of that, they're going to get that home game guaranteed.
Yep, in Philly at the Link, great stadium,
right?
Great fans, fans. I am here to put down the rumor that the fans there in Philadelphia are thugs.
Hey, you know
what? That's not true. They just love that rep.
This weekend was Christmas time.
Christmas
and that's
Day.
That is the team that, you know, their fans are known as the ones who
threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Yeah, I mean that's all you think.
And did some people do that? Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But is that indicative of the city or the town or the fans? Not really. Just a group of hooligans, and I'm sorry, every team has hooligans.
Was this the one in baseball where somebody threw up on
Santa Claus?
No. In baseball, wasn't it in Philadelphia?
George Bush? And
you
the
don't know
Japanese
about this?
Prime Minister?
No, but there was a fan who intentionally made himself throw up on like a 14-year-old girl.
Wow. No, that eluded me.
Okay, that was in baseball. That was in baseball.
We had a baseball story where a fan beat up another fan. That was a football game, actually. A young person was beaten up by a drunken
These were some drunk
man.
Guys, and the dad
Why
had
is
said
it
to can
always drunk people?
Because that's the way it works. But I thought it was in Philadelphia where this guy was, but please correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that's where it was.
You may not be.
Yeah, I could be wrong. So anyway, you've got Philadelphia, who is going to get a home game. You've got Chicago and Atlanta getting byes. And then it gets interesting in the NFC West, which, of course, you call the worst, the wild, wild worst. And you've got a couple teams vying for that last spot, and there's a good chance that one of them...
I just finally found my alcohol quote. So go ahead and click, and you'll have Homer tell you something informative.
Just click anywhere.
Click. Well, not anywhere. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Bender, my God, you're out of control. Would you just stop clicking?
You told me to click.
I didn't say anywhere. I meant like where the mouse was. Now, if you would just click where the mouse was.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Very good.
This is what happens when Bender is put in charge of a sound card.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't. Just by the way, we've just passed the 2-hour point.
Boy, this time flies.
You now see what happens.
It's just painful to listen
to. Is it going
to
make you listen now?
I don't know. I don't know if I have that much space on my computer.
Mel, maybe that's why you played the laugh. You just played the wicked laugh too early.
I see.
That was probably it. Don't click anymore, please, ever again.
Now I'm
good. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Okay. Sorry about that. I make mistakes sometimes.
And the mistakes that you make in life sometimes seem too many. But remember that hindsight is always 20/20.
Very nice.
That was the umpire who always makes those errors. Joe West. Umpire,
oh, wow.
Cowboy Joe West.
Yeah, yeah.
That was from his country western album.
Very good, yes.
Mistakes that you make in life sometimes seem too many. Remember that hindsight is always 20/20.
So looking at the NFC, Jeff.
That we just did.
You did, and you still like Atlanta going all the way through?
I just think that given who Matty Ice is, what he does, the Eagles are the only team that could possibly freak out the apple cart.
So you don't see the Pack having a chance?
Small chance. It depends if they...
How about the Giants doing like what they did a few years back?
Look, if that's the 2007 Giants, I'm tapping out because that was smoke and mirrors all the way.
And the NFC West can just go ahead and it really
might as well mail
you
in
do.
Your loss, although they could easily knock off the New Orleans Saints. See, and not the Rams, but the Seahawks. Because
oh,
the
I see.
See,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If the Seahawks beat the Rams this week, then they host probably the Saints the next week. And the Saints are a dome team playing outdoors in the Northwest with the 12th man. That, hence my article. Please go out to NFLRantsAndRaves.com and read my piece, The Wild Wild Worst, because this is my problem. This is why you reseed. I'm not saying you lose, that the division winner doesn't get to win, doesn't get to go to the playoffs with a losing record. I'm saying they don't get the right to host a playoff game.
Yeah,
read my article and then tell me what you think, because I think I put it very well and articulately and cogently even.
Okay.
Now let's move on to the AFC and get us the heck out of Dodge.
All right. Going to the AFC, you've got really the New England Patriots and Kansas City. I don't know. Who do you like in this thing?
I got the Patriots. Dude, I've had for a month, I've had the Patriots and the Falcons in the Super Bowl with the Patriots winning.
Okay.
In Dallas.
Uh-huh. Do you like the Steelers still?
Do I like the Steelers? Sure. Do I think they've got what it takes? No. I think they've got too many injuries. Troy Polamalu has got to be back soon, and Ben Roethlisberger is not completely healthy, so I don't think this team can go as far as a lot of people.
Do the Indianapolis Colts, are they going to be able to pull out their division, or are we going to be seeing the two Manning brothers watching the playoffs?
Although it'd be hilarious to think of the Manning boys being over at Archie's house with little brother there watching the whole thing on television, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
It's sad and weird.
It's sad, weird, and wacky, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm looking over at little Peyton Manning over there. Steven's got his Christmas presents that he opened sometime in October, I think, which is when he got his little Peyton Manning doll. And
so here we're looking at three quarterbacks.
What expression would you say that Peyton was giving you right there? If Peyton was to speak, what expression?
Well, I think notice is that his index finger? What finger is he pointing out?
No, that's not his middle finger, probably, okay, as far as you know.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, but it's
is there a ball in his hand?
No.
Not that I could see. And isn't that like the crystal ball? Isn't that a fortune of pretending things to come?
Yeah, I'm just looking. He doesn't have
a ball. He's a quarterback. We got Romo over here with a ball, and he's hurt. He's on IR.
Hey, this
we got
is...
Brett Favre. He's got a ball, and he's dead. And then we got Peyton Manning, and he doesn't have a ball. I don't think he's going to the playoffs, Jeff.
Well, here's what I want you to notice. Steven has chosen to have three little demigods of quarterbacks.
Yes.
And which one's going to the playoffs this year?
Maybe none.
But yeah, I mean,
at least Peyton Manning, if anyone, Peyton Manning.
And at the start of the season, would have you said all three of these are locks?
I wouldn't have said that Favre would have lasted long enough. I didn't see him staying
healthy.
Would you see
the Vikings as being a lock?
As long as Adrian Peterson was upright and eating solid food, sure.
I mean, I thought the Vikings looked about as good as anybody this year going into the
season. Especially because of their defense, which has been quite suspect of late.
Well, that's the whole thing. They've fallen. The wheels have come off the wagon.
Yep, the wheels on the bus are flat and flat.
And you look at what's happened with Dallas. You look at what might be happening in Indianapolis. And that's kind of the most...
The Jaguars could still come out on top here if they win and Indianapolis loses next week, which would be just too weird.
Yeah, and what's the odds of that?
I put it at slim to none, because Indy has won three in a row. They're on a little mission right now, and they're playing well.
Yeah.
So that's all to say, they're getting healthier at the right time. I'm going to put Indianapolis in the playoffs.
Okay.
Just to be honest.
And who do they got next week?
Who they got next week? How the hell would I know?
I don't know.
You think I'm like hosting a show or something? That would be really not very nice.
I just expect you to know everything, and when you don't, just to be
able to. Is there
a
chance they're at Jacksonville?
There is a chance.
Tennessee, they got it easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, okay?
So you think Jacksonville might be...
Jacksonville's done.
Made their last roar.
Jacksonville's done, and for the very nice man who is their head coach in blanking on his name, I wish him the best. Jack Del Rio. There you go.
Yeah, sure.
Pull. Woo-hoo. Jack Del Rio, we wish you well.
Former Cowboy.
Because didn't know that.
Yeah,
Did not know that. Well, there you go.
They're all Cowboys. Everybody's
a Cowboy at heart. No, not true. So the Jacksonville Jaguars are at Houston in a game that, trust me, Houston would very much like to win and become not relevant but less irrelevant.
Yeah, I think the type of frustration they've had this season could showcase on that last week of the season, and that's why the last week of the season becomes super interesting.
And how much of this would you put on the Jeff Ellis curse?
Boy, 2%.
Okay, see, and that's good if you're milk, and it's okay if it's a curse, right? So 2%
sure.
is good no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, so that being said, what else do you think about the AFC here? What do you put New England's chances at going all the way to the Super Bowl?
real
being
good.
One of the teams I've seen.
They're real good. They know how to focus.
Am I going to meet Bill Belichick?
No, because he won't talk to you. But you will get to meet some other players.
Bull crap. See, the thing about being media is he doesn't get to decide, especially at the Super Bowl. If I'm in the presser, of which there'll be one every day, I'm in there, he meets me. He doesn't have a choice. See, that's the beauty of it. It's good to be me.
I don't know.
It's
yeah,
good to
it,
be
it
me.
Is. It is.
You don't have a choice. You may hate me, but you still got to deal with me.
All right. I just want to hear that because I think the Patriots are as close to a lock as anybody in the NFL to go to the Super Bowl, and I think they're looking great, they're playing great, and it's the time of season where they're going to show up.
It's the football season, so whoop-dee-doo. Tell your mom, tell your wife, stop making me do stuff because I got football to watch.
Boy, I haven't heard that song, but I want to be singing it more often.
Okay, Kansas City Chiefs, you got them advancing, possibly?
Yeah, I do. I have them win their first game.
Nice, because they may be hosting, like, Baltimore.
No, I don't.
Or the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, you know, Kansas City, post-Thanksgiving in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium is freaking nightmare.
Sure.
That's one of the dominant home field advantages in all of sports. So that is a quick peek at the playoff picture. Steven will be back with us shortly. Bender will never be with us again.
No.
But it's not because he did anything wrong.
I just didn't do anything right. You know, it's one of those things.
But it can't be wrong, Jeff, if it feels so right.
Yeah.
Because you light up my life.
Thank you. I know that I'm going to where Mike Singletary is.
You're going to a better
Norv
place.
Norv Turner. And we're all going to another place.
We're going to a better place. At 2 hours and 10 minutes, Bender never thought he'd be part of any tomfoolery that lasted this long.
Never.
But alas, it happens. It's NFL Rants and Raves Land. And just as Nipper found out, he came in just for a quick piece. And he left after 2 hours as well. And Steven was laughing at him. And I laugh at you. So for everybody out there, remember, be nice to one another. Thanks for Deeds. We got all the money we needed for Deeds, and you still will not have any. You still have a couple days to get money for Deeds and his mom and dad to get out there to Ohio to train with his new dogs. We got the money for the dog.
Sounds great.
Which is awesome. So your generosity, we gave over $1,000 to to help this young man get his dog, to help him with his autism and cerebral palsy and another disease that he has that I can't pronounce because I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on television. So this is Jeff Ellis.
And I'm Bender.
Wishing you the merriest, merriest new year and feliz cumpleaños. You can sometimes talk over this.
Oh, I see. Well, that's kind of the fun part. So you can say, keep on rocking in a free world.
Or you could just say,
what time is it?
Football time.
What time is it?
Football time.
Had to get Steven in there somehow. Good night.